Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Mike Q.
Mike Hughes.
probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the shit that be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Sick in the tongues, I be spitting the think you are a ball. Saturday, November 30th, presented by Abounding Prosperity, along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all realness, with the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens, for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance bliss for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS, at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of.
The Controversial.
But not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
Boys and Queens, this is the legendary one herself, the legendary Kelly Mizrahi. I want to welcome all of you to season 6 of Blog Talk Radio / Tins or Chops, the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. I don't have that much time on this phone because, as you girls know, I'm still incarcerated, so I'm going to get straight to the motherfucking point. Let's get straight to the point. When I left and I was incarcerated in my home, like you girls already know all the tea, no, I was not picked up by the U.S. Marshals, but when I did leave my house, I had a warrant for my arrest. I went wherever I went. I went, did what I had to do. Now I'm here in New York City. I left my house and my cousin, Kai Campbell Mizrahi, had all my money, was supposed to be taking care of my bills and doing everything that I needed to be done. In the time of me being in jail, I found out that Kai was robbing me for all my money that I had in my possession, not telling me, not letting me speak with my daughter, Kat and Naomi. They was at my house telling me that they would sleep every time I was calling and stepping away, and all my money was gone. I then found out that my grandson, Tyshawn Barron, also was giving Kai money to put on my books that never get on my books. Then I spoke to my son, Rock Garcon, and found out that he was also giving Kai $100 a week to put on my books, and I was not getting the money. All my money was gone. All my food stamps are gone. So everything that Kai has been telling everybody is a lie, and it's a bunch of bullshit. But definitely watch out, because the legend will definitely be back real soon, and it's definitely going down. So everything that Kai is telling y'all is a bunch of bullshit. I want to give a big shout out to my girl, Red Snapper. Red Snapper, you know, if I would have received your letter, I would have wrote you back, but I did not receive your letters for that. So make sure you get the correct information, but hopefully I'll be home real soon. This is the legendary one. Flutus, get your fucking life vest.
Bitch, I'm a boss ass bitch. Okay. I love money, that's all I gotta say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the new season of Tons of Chops. How's everyone doing out here in Radio Land and Facebook and all the rest of those nice places that we always get together and spill tea and gossip and attack and all the rest of that bullshit that we always do? That's right, I'm a boss-ass bitch. I'm very fucking bossy. I'm a fucking bitch. And to some of you, I'm the puppet master and the devil. I love it. All right, this is what we're going to do tonight on the weekend recap. We're going to recap a lot of shit that's been taking place over the past couple of weeks, including the latest gossip and tea, or what I like to call scandal, betrayal, and revenge. Three TV shows that I'm very much into. Well, I'm going to be honest, but I didn't watch Betrayal yet, because, you know, I had to watch Breaking Bad last night, and then it kind of got, you know, kind of got late. But I did watch My Revenge. But I love Breaking Bad. For you guys who don't watch Breaking Bad or didn't watch Breaking Bad, last night was the series finale, series final, and it was an epic, epic show. But we're not going to get into that. We talked about those other series. We're not going to get into that. Tonight we are going to talk about all the bullshit that is going on. So I'm closing out my screen because I don't want interruptions or anything like that. Yes, Kelly did call me this evening. She called me and Kat. And 3820, what is the number? 215-6820. 6820. She called me and Kat. We were able to record her, hopefully. You guys heard it so clearly. She did call this evening. I didn't get a chance to really edit it or play it. I do hope you guys did hear some of it. I do have more of it. So I will be playing that shortly. But I do want to address certain issues and topics that are at hand, and I'm going to do these no filter at all. Because you know what? I'm so tired of the bullshit that is going on. So this is what I want you to do. I want the people that are involved with all this to please tune in. And I already know that you guys are tuned in because the numbers are full. But I want people like the nasty dyke herself, Miss Monique, please listen to the fucking show, or somebody send the bitch the archive, because I'm going to read the fuck out of you, you nasty leprechaun. I'm going to fucking read you. So I just want you to know that it's going to come. I also want Caesar, Barbara Sobat, to please be tuned in, because I got messages for you too and everybody else that co-signed or was a part of this fiasco. I told y'all to leave me the fuck alone. That's all I asked. Leave me alone. So we're going to start off very nice and very slow. But then we're going to get right into it, all right? You know, I quit smoking. Y'all know about that. A lot of people that have been saying to me and supporting me and everything like that, yes, I'm still smoke-free. It'll be the 20th, I think it's around the 21st. I'm going to look at my license. The day I renew my license is when I officially quit. That was back in June. So it's coming up again. But today, I will say, was the first day that I really felt myself wanting a cigarette. But thank God, thank you, Lord, for not allowing me to break down. But you bitches really drove me insane today. You really did. Shout out to Miss Kitty Minaj, Cat Eye Mr. Rocky. Girl, you and these fucking videos. That's all I would say is you and these videos. I didn't even see the latest one. I'm sitting here trying to close the office up, and you fucking got a new one popping up. Every 5 minutes, you have a new video. Work, Miss Finn. I'm listening. Express yourself. Share your message. And that's what we all should do. But let me get down to the nitty-gritty, because I know a lot of you people want to know what's going on. Y'all hearing so much ifs, ands, buts, you know, all this back and forth stuff. And you know what? I'm not going to be no fake bitch and give you guys all this dirt and tea and all the rest of that stuff. Because in all honesty, I'm in Orlando, Florida. A lot of this shit took place in the Bronx, New York. I ain't got nothing to do with that up here. That's all I can say about that. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm not up here, so I can't verify what's happening. But I will say this, and I will take it to the back. I mean, back to the beginning. I'm closing out Facebook. I got those all minimized in chat room. Hello, chat room. I didn't say hi to you. Hello, chat room and everybody. it's coming. Hello, chat room. Hi, everybody. And, you know, everybody. Yeah, a mess. Ain't nobody going to read him. I need Steve Levine here so I can let him know everything is well. I tagged him early this morning on Instagram, so I know he's aware of what's happening tonight. Oh, yes, Ms. Monique, I'm going to spill the tea about him, too. I'm spilling the tea about every fucking body, you nasty, bleeding fucking bitch. No, it's coming. No, it's coming. So, where do I start? Calmly. My sister Kelly, getting locked up. We had a final read episode where I kind of went off on everything. So I'm not going to reiterate all that stuff. We already know where we sit with all that. During this time, a lot of you people are asking so many questions, and you guys have a right, because evidently all this was released to the public. You guys have a right to question, is Kelly a public figure? You know? This is her Monday night show. You know, she created the group that you guys are a part of, the thousands of people in there. So you guys have a right, and, you know, she's not one to, you know, filter anything. So, you know, she doesn't mind things being put out there because, again, you reap what you sow. She put it out there herself about other people, so it was bound to happen to her. Kelly got locked up. For those of you who don't know or still ask why or whatever, child, if you're still asking why and all the rest of that bullshit that's been all this time, you don't need to know. Just go do something else. I don't even understand what happened on Money and Business anyway, but that's not me. That's y'all. Kelly got locked up, and when Kelly got locked up, she left Monique in charge of certain things. You know, with her car, her apartment, her three animals, her three dogs, and things of that sort. And the reason why she left Monique in charge of it is because Monique has been milking off of Kelly for the past couple of months anyway. I mean, there you go. The bitch was living there. If not living there, she was always fucking there. Traveling with Kelly all over the fucking place, Atlanta, Baltimore, all these motherfucking places. She was living there, so she had a right to continue doing everything. You know, Kelly didn't think that when she first got locked up that she was going to be locked up for a long time. At first, it was very questionable. How long is she going to be there? First, she was in there for questioning. Then it turned into she had another case, and she had another case, and this and that. And she got shipped from upstate New York to Manhattan. And you know, everybody was under attention because nobody knew what was going to fucking happen. So what was everybody going to do, abandon? You know, her, as soon as she disappeared, as soon as she got locked up, no. The people that were still staying there, milking off of her, leeching off of her, continued to stay there. That's what was happening. So Monique stayed there because she has no life. She's a grown-ass motherfucking woman, not a transgender, not a fag. She acts like a fag, but she's a fucking woman with a motherfucking pussy. Who can get a fucking job? But no, she's living with fucking a transgender milking off of her. Which doesn't make any sense to me. She's a grown-ass motherfucking woman who's damn near 40 years old milking off of someone who does not have a job. What does that say about you? Fucking bitch. Oh, and anybody that's her little bodyguards, the protectors and all that, y'all all can suck my motherfucking artificial pussy, and y'all can kiss my motherfucking ass. It's natural. Pick one. Because I ain't scared of none of y'all motherfucking bitches. And none of y'all gonna stop me from saying what the fuck I want to say. But back to her milking off of Kelly, yes. It was not really a problem because, you know, they're family, quote-unquote family. So Kelly felt that it was okay for Monique to take care of stuff. And she did actually, I'm not going to sit here and put bash her 100%. I had, you know, feelings. You know, I felt bad for the situation. Monique was really, you know, doing all she can do. And I'm going to start it off from the very beginning. You know, Kelly panicking while she's in jail, going kind of crazy and stuff. I want to come home. And, you know, she don't know what's going on. She's calling Monique every 5 minutes and having Monique do this and do that and call this one and call that one and go here and go there and blah, blah, blah. Just bossing Monique around like Monique didn't know what the fuck she was doing. She was fucking going crazy. You know, Kelly's very aggressive with her little things, you know, yelling at and screaming. She don't know how to talk to people. You know, Kelly's in this position. She don't know how to talk. She's just very bossy when it comes to a lot of stuff. She's driving Monique insane. And every time she called Monique, Monique would call me Jasmine. Oh, my God. Kelly, I'm like, oh, God. I'll talk to her. Next time she calls, Kelly called me. See, I didn't know. But, you know, Kelly calling them up in New York and stuff, it cost like $1.75 or something. But when she tried to call me, it would cost her $10. So her calling me directly was very limited because, you know, that's, you know, money out of her books, large amounts of money and stuff. So it was very hard for her to call. So she had to utilize calling her cell phone by, you know, using money as the outlet. And I think Kelly was talking to somebody in Virginia, some butch or something like that. So a lot of the times, you know, the feedback I was getting was Kelly was calling, keeping us up to date through Monique on everything that was going on. And she was always talking to her little butch friend or whatever, trans, I don't know what it was, or what she was, I'm sorry, or he. Sorry. But anyway, that was pretty much what was going on. But Monique was being drug-driven crazy. So I thought. A lot of this is stuff that I thought. This is what I was led to believe all the way in Florida, in Orlando, Florida. So what started happening at this point was Monique started really, really panicking, like kind of going a little crazy. Like she was complaining about everything. You know, every fucking thing that was happening. People that were calling the phone, people that were knocking at the door. You see their ballroom so bad. She was fucking complaining about you again until he got locked up. See, now I'm hearing all this shit, Caesar, that, you know, you want to, you know, I don't know what the word to say is, but you want Monique to do a video so, you know, she could give her feedback and all this bullshit on your outlet, on Barbara Sobeck's outlet, Bitch, please. Don't allow that motherfucking troll to be on your motherfucking camera where bitches can fucking click on it and you make a coin watching her fucking fool, her shit, all her bullshit. Don't allow that unless you take every dollar you get on that click and put it towards Kelly. Then you go ahead and write ahead and do it because the bitch needs to pay back all this motherfucking money. So she can do that if that's what you want to do. But let me tell you what she said about you, Caesar. Kelly got locked up around latex time that, you know, you called and you sitting there asking for Kelly. I mean, you know, where's Kelly? And Monique's telling you that, oh, Kelly got locked up. Blah, blah, blah. And the first word she said out of your mouth is, well, where's Mika's hair at? Mika needs her hair for the latex ball. I'm in Orlando, Caesar. Mika, anybody? How did I know Mika and Kelly had hair for Mika for the latex ball? Monique told me that that's all you cared about. You didn't ask what happened. You didn't say, what can I do? All you said was, well, what about her hair? Do you know what her hair is at? But we're going to talk to her again because I need that hair for Mika and the latex ball. Yeah. The bitch that wants to sit here and attack everybody and throw people under the motherfucking bus. Say the motherfucking truth. Then you want to call Caesar and cry to him and call Jack and cry to him and call this and they cry to him. Bitch, you were calling me, crying to me every 5 fucking minutes. You called me so much and cried to me that I got fucking pissed off at Kelly. And when she finally called me, I read her. And when I read her is when she told me the truth. I didn't know about all this money. I didn't know anything about any of this bullshit. I knew that Kelly had a couple of dollars, but I was misled about all that stuff. I didn't know if it was coming from alcohol or this, and I didn't know where that fucking money came from. I didn't know when she got locked up. She had $900 in her purse or whatever. I didn't know that. I didn't know none of this motherfucking bullshit. All I knew was, you were in charge, Monique, and you couldn't handle it. You couldn't handle it to the point that when I spoke to Kelly, I read her. And I did read her. Why did I read her, Monique? Because you cried to me about Kelly talking to some boy in jail, trying to have him come home and do some magic mug with you and an ace bug and all this bullshit, all this more cracking, all this crack that I heard about. And everybody wants to know why I'm not doing really much to help Kelly and all the rest of this bullshit. I'm doing everything I can to help Kelly. But I told Kelly before, I'll help you, but I'm not going to save you. Because what you did to yourself. You were going too motherfucking fast. I didn't know half of the shit that you was motherfucking doing. I had to find out from fake profiles what the fuck you did to get locked up. There was a time when Kelly used to call me anytime she went into a motherfucking store and she got a motherfucking dress, a pair of jeans, and her eye twitched. But when Sidekicks was out and she walked out with 3 or 4 and she felt a little uncomfortable, or if she got pulled over with her X-Bug ID and all the rest of that bullshit, she would call me right away. They just got me pulled over. I'm just letting you know. She would call me. What did this ain't been calling lately? Because she was moving so fast. So, I don't know nothing. All I can do is wish the best for her and let her know that I'm going to be there for her. But I'm not going to save her because she got into this and she needed to slow the fuck down. Which she did. That was my role. That's my belief. Take it or leave it. Like it or not. That's how I fucking feel about the situation. And it also, the simple fact that you under all those motherfucking bags and all those people in New York, all over every fucking thing, a million people in and out your motherfucking house, and you doing all this fucking bullshit, I'm going to sit back now and watch and see how many of those bitches are going to be there for you when your motherfucking ass is in need. And, bitch, I've been watching for the past couple of weeks, and she's still in the same motherfucking boat because all those motherfucking bitches evacuated like a bitch turning the lights on in the middle of the night and mice running for cover. Because that's what they are, rodents. That's exactly how they are. But back to Monique. Monique, it was also you that told me, oh, Caesar, I can see you getting sick. I'm not answering his phone, Caesar. I'm not answering his phone to Caesar. You know what Caesar said? Caesar told, Caesar, you can't trust Caesar. Caesar said that bitch, Kelly got Caesar furniture, and that bitch, he told Kelly that if the police come, I'm gonna have to rat you out because I can't get into no motherfucking trouble. So I have to rat you out. How the fuck you gonna say that to somebody that just got you furniture? I can't take this. I don't want to come to this house. I ain't gonna answer the door. I'm not gonna answer the phone.
There you go, Caesar. You want that bitch on your video? Go ahead. And I'm the motherfucking devil. Bitch, I'm Satan tonight. Because I'm letting it all out. And yes, I am. Put that bitch on your motherfucking video. Go ahead.
I want you to. Go ahead. Let her say what the fuck she got to say. Well, her ugly fucking ass. Who ain't got no motherfucking life? Who likes to get fucked by nasty fucking Butch Queen? You a fucking bitch and you like to get fucked by Butch Queen. Bitch, please. You got a lot of fucking nerve trying to throw me under the bus. I told you don't fuck with me. Don't do that. Because I don't fuck with nobody. I sat here and I had pity on her. I text her, calm down, Monique. Monique, get some rest. Monique, it's going to be okay. Monique, this, Monique, that. I'll talk to Kelly. I'll talk to Kelly. Then finally, when I did talk to Kelly, when Kelly called me one night while I was working, she called me. Jasmine, can you please put some money on my book? This is how it all boils down. Jasmine, can you put some money on my book? Monique was supposed to put money on my book. I said, what do you mean? She didn't put no money on my book. She didn't put money on my book in a week. And I'm sitting here with diabetes. She's a diabetic. With diabetes, I can't eat this fucking food. My sugar levels are all over the place, and the medical center here is not helping me. That's why I'm spending like $100 on food and stuff, because I can't eat the stuff that they're cooking. And Monique is not giving me my money. Really? Really? All right, I'll put the money on your books now. But Kelly, you know, Monique is really going crazy. You know, you got her a little overwhelmed and stuff with the things that you're doing, the way you're talking to her. And why would you have some piece of train in there, come home and try to, you know, pull some ass up with this girl? You ain't even, you know, talk to her about it. You just got her automatically thinking that this is what you're going to fucking do. And what? I'm overwhelmed. I'm trying to get the fuck up out of here. Overwhelmed? Overwhelmed? She's living in my fucking house. Overwhelmed. She's driving my motherfucking car. Overwhelmed. She got over $1,000 of my money. Overwhelmed. And I'm like, what? Yeah, Jasmine, there's a lot of shit that you don't know because I don't want to tell you. I don't want to get you involved. Well, what do you mean, Kelly? She got $1,000. What are you talking about? This bitch can't even get me clothes. I told her to take $100 out of my money to give me some T-shirts, boxes, and sweatpants. And the bitch brings me one pair of sweatpants, some cheap-ass T-shirts, and one box of some shit like that. They only came to $43. So much. It was $100. Like, I don't know how to fucking count. I said, Kelly, you don't have clothes either? I don't know how to wash my clothes like the boys in here. All I ask you, Jasmine, is just for fucking clothes and to keep money on my books. I'm not asking for nothing else. I know she didn't have a bill at this time. She did have one. It was very high and all the rest of that. So she didn't have one at this time when this was going down. So all she asked was to please keep money on her book, keep her with clothes, and keep clothes coming in there, money in there, and to give her dirty clothes, bring them home, somebody wash them and stuff, and bring them back. You know, do this exchange thing. That's all she asked. And in return, you could live in her house, watch cable, be on the internet, have her car, and still have a couple of dollars for yourself, which I don't agree with. And then telling me, Jasmine, I'm in a fucking jail, and I'm still feeding a fucking house, and I'm not even fucking there. I'm still feeding grown folks while I'm in jail. And that's what pissed me off. I'm like, what? What do you mean you're feeding grown people? You're in jail and you're still taking care of them. And she got a problem trying to help me get out of jail, but she didn't have time spending $2,500 of my money when we went to Atlanta. And I'm sitting here shipping everybody around and feeding everybody and hotels and all the rest of this shit. Oh, they don't have a problem when I'm doing all that for them, but when I ask them to do something for me, I said, oh, okay, enough of this. Enough of this. I can't take this no more. I need my money, Jasmine. Do something. Just get my money. Just do something. I can't take this no more. I'm not even fucking calling over there no more. Overwhelmed. That's what she kept repeating. Overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. How can you be fucking overwhelmed? I said, okay. Phone disconnected. I said, something needs to be done here. So I contacted Monique. I thought about it for a day or two. I said, I need to get this money from her because this bitch is not using her money, using Kelly's money correctly. Mind you, there was a couple of bills that were outstanding, like the lights got cut off. Monique called me crying about that. Kelly told her to use ACRA, not cash, ACRA, to get the lights back on. And they're about to get cut off again because they're on ACRA. Same thing with the cable. She ain't used a dollar of Kelly's money to pay any bills. She used it all for herself. To party with the girls as soon as Kelly got locked up.
with all the little girls that came by and all the rest of that stuff. They used to all be up there partying and smoking. I don't see how you can leave anybody in charge. You got a motherfucking habit. That's the problem. That's really what the problem is. But anyway, after that, I mean, there's a lot, you know, I can't really go into a million things because it sounds like we're beating a dead horse. Kat has done a million videos, and, you know, she's talked about it, but I just want to tell you my portion of what I knew about the shit because the bitch wanted to throw me under the bus. What else happened? Moni called me and told me that Jasmine Kelly called her mother out, and her mother was going to help her get out of jail and pawn her jewelry and all the rest of this bullshit. And Kelly, now her mother won't have nothing to do with her, and her don't want to say nothing and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, that's fucked up. Why would Kelly go off like that? All over a bottle of alcohol. And it's much a deeper message, but I'm not going to go into the details and logistics of, you know, the mom and the relationship and all that stuff. It's very deep and, you know, has a lot of stuff. You know, her mom really cares about Kelly and stuff, but her mom, you know, was dealing with some other issues as well. So, you know, she was trying her best to be there for everybody. She, you know, she's only one person, and they have a big family. So, you know, with a lot of stuff with that, but Monique was very quick to throw it out there that her mother, Kelly's mom, did not want to help Kelly. They didn't want to speak to her. They didn't want to have nothing to do with her. That Kelly's brother turned Kelly out and hung up the phone. And, you know, now her mom is out of the picture. So, at this point, it's like, wow. And then, of course, Monique's telling me, you know, Jasmine, stop calling bail bondsmen because she's not going to get out of jail. She told me she's going to run. She got this Dyke in Virginia, she's going to run, she's going to do this, she got a list of people, she wants me to get a list of people to get Earnestra Club from, you know, tell them to pay it now, and when I uncuff Omaha, I'm going to get, you know, go do the stuff to get the Earnestra Club, and this and that, and she all she's doing is thinking about being corrupt, and she's talking about this over the phone, Jasmine, how can she talk about this over the phone, and the bitch don't care, she don't care, she wants to stay there, and I'm like, wow, you know, I can't handle this. I'll do whatever I can do, but I just can't. Because why? She had me under her little spell. And I'm the devil, bitch. You was fucking, I don't know what the fuck you was, bitch. You had everybody under your little spell. Because you play that innocent fucking role. But anyway, to make a long story short, bitch, this is what really happened. When I figured out that, okay, Kelly's not getting her money, because that's what the key thing is. Kelly told me, clearly said to me, Jasmine, all I ask is for people to please keep money, my money, not your money, my money. Keep my money on my books. Keep clean clothes coming through here and take care of my home. That's all I ask for. Why is it so hard for these people to do it? Wow. I felt so bad for her. I felt really bad. And I didn't understand what Monique was doing. So I said, I'm going to step in, and I need to get that money from Monique. I need to see how much money she had. A lot of you guys got it confused because I never asked Monique for $1,000. What I said to Monique is that I have an attorney friend. I've been the same attorney that helped get my license back in New Jersey. He has an office in Atlanta, I mean, New Jersey and New York. And that he told me that he would have his friend, who was a bail bondsman, work on getting Kelly out of jail. And he would do it for $1,000. I had $500. And all I needed was $500. Because I knew that she didn't have $1,000. Because Kelly told me some of the things that she spent the money on. This is when we thought it was only like $1,100. So I told Monica I needed $500, not $1,000, I said $500. And that I had to pay this attorney because I wasn't going to be able to travel up there. So I was going to put my house up and he was going to take care of everything legally for me. And I had to pay him $1,000 to work with the bail bondsman. That's why the attorney cost $1,000 to handle me not being here, to represent me and my home. That's what I said. But that wasn't true. I just said that to see how quick Monique would be able to send me that $500 so I can keep the money flowing on Kelly's books. I said, we need to get whatever change we can get from her while she still has it, if she has it. She ain't got $500. She couldn't give it to me. She couldn't even give me the $50. K
Kelly, when Kelly called and said, Jasmine, can you put some money on my books, put $50 on my books, and call Monique and tell her to send you a green dot tomorrow before you get my $50 back, because that's my $50. You shouldn't have to give me $50 while I'm here. It's my $50, so make sure she sends you that green dot back. And when she called the next day, she said, did she send you the green dot? It took her 4 days to send me the $50 that I put on Kelly's book. But if you had all this money, why did it take you 4 days? And then you couldn't send me the $500. Well, then you know me. I'm all about money and business and stuff, bitch. Well, then she can't even get $500. Let me take the bitch, she hit $100. Mommy sent me $100 so I could pay my attorney for his time. He's not going to do it because he said, you know, the bail bondsman was going to go out of town. I only had up until that Friday to do it. And, you know, now he can't do it. So I still got to pay him for my time. You got $100? Child, she got the $100. She sent the $100. She did send the $100. But that $100 ain't come for her. It ain't come from Kelly's money. If I'm not mistaken, it came from Kat and Laomi. So where is Kelly's money? I don't know. But this is, again, me reiterating the story. And if it's getting boring or draining, I'm sorry, but I'm just sharing my part, which I probably all heard this. But you didn't hear it from me. Because, you know, I speak simply, and I say how it goes. So I got the $100, and then shit, I got the $100, and then I said, I feel no need, honey. I know. I think I told Monique or Shonda somebody, child. I got $100 for Kelly. And let me know if she needs it for anything. Let me know. I'm gonna hold on to it because that's what my goal was. If she would have sent me $500, I would have said it. After I got it, I said it. It wasn't going to an attorney. It was going so I can make sure that she has what she needs. I have diabetes too. I recently was diagnosed with diabetes, so I know how it is when you're eating certain foods and what it does to you. I know about the health issues. So I know what she's going through in there. So I want to make sure that she has what she needs. And I don't have time for people having attitudes or having time for temper tantrums or having time because she yelled and screamed about this and now, oh, fuck her, I'm not going today. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it in a few days. My back hurt. My leg hurt. The bitch needs her money. Give her money right then and there. It wasn't even like you had to go. I said, I didn't even know that you could do it with that, what is that shit called, over the internet, that day or some shit like that. You could have did it like that. But you having this bitch in there getting food from other people, eating food that's not good for her. That's why I did all this. That's why I said it. But when I said all that and I found out, I knew what was really going on. And the same token, as I was doing my little thing, trying to get the money from Monique, Kelly calls me again with her cousin on the phone this time. Her cousin, who she hasn't spoke to in a few weeks since all this happened. The lockup and stuff, her biological cousin. And her cousin asks her, Kelly, why haven't you called me in all this time? And she said, well, Monique said, well, what do you mean what Monique said? Your mother's been worried about you? Your mother's been asking about you to Monique, and Monique has been saying, oh, she don't want to talk to nobody. All she do is call and speak to the doctor and all the rest of this stuff. She don't want to talk to nobody. So on one end, you're telling Kelly that your mother's mad. She'll have nothing to do with you and all this stuff because you cursed her out about alcohol. But then you're telling the mother, oh, Kelly don't want to talk to you. All she wants to do is talk to the guy. She don't care about nobody else but the guy. You took this woman's family from her. This ain't just about the money. It's about how corrupt you are to take away not just her faggot friend and her faggot family, her biological family. You tried to take her family away from her. You tried to isolate her. Why, Monique? Why? I'll tell you why. Because you knew this gig was going to be up. You knew that money that burnt through you so quickly
could not be accounted for, and the questions were starting to arise. That is what happened with you. So you took everything away from her. Kelly, the same person that did all this for you, that kept a roof over your motherfucking head and fed your ugly motherfucking ass and probably bought you motherfucking nasty tampons, you bleeding bitch. You took her family away from her. Fuck me. Fuck Kat. Fuck Naomi. Fuck everybody else. Her family. Especially her mother. And you know exactly what I mean when I say her mother. And what her mother is going through. How could you do that? How could you live with yourself for doing some bullshit like that? But you have the nerve to call me the fucking devil. How could you do that over 1,000 or 2,000 or whatever it equals up to? How could you do something like that? Because you are a fucking bitch. That's how. A greedy, nasty, ugly, black, midget-sized, nasty bitch. Yep. Kelly called me and was almost crying. My husband on the phone. Jackson, do you know my mother was just trying to find me, trying to know what was going on with me? And Monique has been telling my mother all this shit, telling my mother not to help me, not to bail me out. Do you know that Monique was telling my mother this and telling my cousin that? I said, oh my God, Kelly. Kelly, enough of this. Enough of this. Kelly, she don't got no money. She don't have nothing. Kelly, I don't know what to tell you. Jasmine, I need you. I said, Kelly, let's not focus on that. You got your money, you got your cousin. We need to focus on right now first. The first thing you need to do is get your apartment together and get your car together because you're about to lose that car because you don't have no insurance on it and your tag is about to expire. Okay, Jasmine, well, go into my email account because my cousin is not going to do it. But go into my email account, and before I left, I put insurance in Monique's name. And go into my email account. All you have to do is call them up and pay it with a check, and it'll buy us some time. So go ahead and do that. I said, Kelly, I'm not going to do that. No, but that's the only way you can save the car, Jasmine. Just go ahead and do that. Here's my username. Here's my password. Go in there and do that. I said, oh, my God, Kelly. All right, Kelly. And the phone's going to hang up, so make sure you do it. Because we've got to do it until today. I said, okay, okay, okay. So after that, I called Monique. And I said to Monique, I said, what's going on? She said, child. I talked to Kat, and Kat said that her attorney's friend said that Kelly can't get out of jail, and they took her bond away, and there's nothing that Kelly can do to get out of jail, and I don't know, because I'm packing my shit, and I can't deal with this no more, and my mother needs me, and I just can't deal with Kelly no more screaming, and now she's calling her cousin, so evidently she don't need me no more, but she must be feeling some sort of way that Kelly wasn't calling her no more, so, you know, she knew that Kelly was on to her. So now she was ready to pack her shit. So she packed her shit very early. So I can't deal with this no more. And she can't get out of jail. So I don't know what to do with this apartment. I don't know what to do with the dog and all this stuff. I talked to Rock, Garcon. Somebody get in contact with him, too. I need him on the phone. I need him to hear this as well. But Rock, she used your name in there, too. But I'll get to you in a second. But, I can't take this no more. And I'm going to be leaving, and I don't know what to do. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, Monique, one step at a time, Monique. First thing I need you to do is this, because I didn't trust nobody at this point. The money's missing. I'm hearing so many different stories. I don't know what to do. All I know is Kelly is in need. That's all I care about is her being in need. At this point, I'm ready to help get this bitch out now, because at first, I was like, she has to deal with it. Let her deal with it or go to those other people that she's been ripping and running with to help get her out. But now something has to be done because she's going crazy. She's really going crazy. So I came to Monique. I said, Monique, but now I'm hearing that the attorney says that she can't get out. So now I'm lost. So I didn't want to hear from Monique with the attorney said. I know Chad Cat. I didn't want to hear from you with the attorney said. I told Monique, Monique, contact Cat and tell Cat to have that attorney call me so I can hear from him one-on-one what is going on with Kelly. And the same token, Cat, and the same token, Monique, out of respect for her, this is how much respect and how much I cared about this little bitch. Out of respect for you, Monique, Kelly asked me to put the insurance in your name, but I'm not going to do it without your permission. Do you mind the insurance being in your name? No, I don't mind. I don't care. I don't care. I said, okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know because she just wanted me to go into her email account and do it, but I wasn't going to do it without your permission. I'm not going to do all that. So you okay with me trying to do that? She said, yes. I said, okay, I'll work on the insurance because I know we have until midnight tonight, and I want you to work with Kat and get that attorney in touch with me. And that's where we left it. I had a doctor's appointment. I mean, I tried to do it that night. Excuse me. I had a doctor's appointment the next morning. It didn't go through. I said, damn, maybe I'm calling too late, so I can't speak with them, so I'll do it the next morning. I had to go to a doctor's appointment the next day. As I'm in a doctor's appointment, and I'm actually speaking with the doctor, my phone rang. And it was Kelly's phone. And it went to voicemail. So I was still talking to the doctor. I left the phone alone. And when I get in my truck, and I'm driving from the doctor's office, there was a voicemail. And when I hear the voicemail, all I hear is Kelly speaking to Monique. At first, Monique had her on hold, and Kelly kept saying, hello, hello, hello. And then Monique was like, yeah, and then Kelly kept saying, I wanted Jasmine on the phone because I wanted Jasmine to help calculate where this money went. Because evidently they look at me as I can count figures and stuff. I need Jasmine to help me calculate where this money went. I don't know where the fucking money went. And I'm that's all she's doing is screaming at motherfucking Kelly. And I'm not going to let you talk. I'm at the voicemail right now. I can play it, but I'm not doing all that shit. Because it's going to just be all loud and all that stuff. I'm not doing that. But bottom line is, that's all I heard. And when I heard that voice, I said, oh, my God, Kelly's still yelling. All these two do is yell at each other. That's all I heard for the whole 2 minutes and 30 seconds, them yelling and screaming at each other. So I text Monique and said I was in the doctor or something like that. I heard the message and shaking my head. We'll talk about it later. Something like that. I forgot what I said for directed. So I left it at that. Later on that evening, I called the insurance company because my focus was getting the insurance done. I called the insurance company, and thank you for, your quote, da-da-da-da-da. We need to verify some information. What is the name on the account, the driver's license number, shit like that. As soon as they said that, I hung up because I didn't have Monique's information. All I knew was the number and the confirmation number that Kelly had in her email. So I called Monique like 2 times or 3 times. She didn't answer. So I text her the phone number to call, the confirmation number, and told her to pay it with a check. She never responded. So later on I called, I don't remember, it was the same night, the next day, I'm like, hey, I called, she was in a cat car, I think, with loud music, I don't know, and I was like, I couldn't hardly hear, I said, did you get my text, did you call the insurance company, I know I got the text, and some shit, I was like, okay, just call me later, I left it at that. That's all I heard, that was the last time I talked to Monique. That was it. At this point, I'm getting calls from Kat and everybody saying that, I take this back. I'm sorry. Coco Ebony, Kelly's daughter. I called Coco because Kelly told me to contact Coco because she spoke to Imani, but she wanted me to contact Coco and tell Coco to send some money over. When I called Coco, we talked. Hey, auntie, da-da-da-da-da. Never once did I say Monique's name to Coco. All I said was, hey, are you supposed to be giving, some money over or something like that? Yeah, I told Monique I'm going to Boston, so forth and so on. I was like, well, child, I don't know. Kelly's calling me saying don't give money to nobody. Send the money to me. What's going on? Well, child, I don't know. Kelly's saying money is missing and all the rest of this bullshit, and it's just driving me crazy. But all I know is Kelly knows money. okay, well, I got to go to Boston, be in touch with you. That's all that me and her talked about. She said a couple of other things. It wasn't really pertaining to Monique or anybody. It was just pertaining to Kelly's situation. I said, I want Kelly to come home. She said, I do too. You know, but Kelly did a lot of bad stuff, Jasmine. I said, I know, but Charlie's talking about 6 years. And, you know, in this day and age, I just, you know, I can't see, you know, just think of her going away for 6 years. She was like, I agree. And that was it. We left it at that. But that was all that me and Coco talked about. I never said anything about you and Monique. Never said that Kelly said that you were stealing money. I just repeated what Kelly asked and repeat to her. But evidently, like Cap said and all the rest of them, your ass was reading me, calling me all fat bitches. And, you know, y'all kill me. Y'all can always call me fat. You can never call me ugly. I'll be fat bitch, but I ain't ugly. I'm educated, I'm smart, I'm self-sufficient, I'm independent, and I'm not ugly. I could be fat, though. You nasty bitch, look at you and look at me. So, her fat-ass friend who don't have no life, I don't have a life. Oh, my God, are you serious? You miserable bitch. How dare you? You sat here and begged me and got into your little three-way conversations or whatever conversations you got with other people and had these other nasty-ass bitches reading me fucking too. And for the ones that was reading me that don't even fucking know me, you just know of me. Why the fuck are you worried about me or reading me, bitch? You don't know me. That says a lot about you. Ignorant-ass motherfucking people. Ignorant-ass motherfucking people. When you don't motherfucking know the story. That's just so fucking sad. A mess. A fucking mess. So that's where it's at. I don't even really know what else to say about it. That's where it was at. Kat took over pretty much, did her videos, did her investigating, said what she had to motherfucking say, and that was that. Now it's all out there. And I just really wanted to share my portion and speak to you guys, the listening audience, the people who listen to this show, the people that know of me and Kelly and that have been with us for the past 6 years, hearing it from one of our mouths on really what's been happening. And that's how it is. Now, all that other investigating that you guys want to do and go back and forth with this one and that one, and y'all want to know, well, how did this really happen, how did that one happen, I'm going to tell you, I don't got nothing to do with that. That's you and them. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But I just told you how it is with me, the role that I played in it. I was there for Monique. I was her consultant. She called and she cried to me. She reached out every 5 minutes. If it wasn't about Caesar, it was about Jack, it was about this one, it was about that one. The only people that really have been there for her that really stayed on top of it was Jack. Jack really did step up. And y'all know me and Jack have our history. But I will give it to him. He cares. That's his daughter. He cares about her. He did as much as he could. He had to life as well. He had to go out of the country before he left. He wanted to know. He was, you know, willing. Okay, keep me updated. But with him and everything that he was doing, he kind of is in that level of, okay, I'm going to do this, but I need job to do that. But then when somebody's whispering in his ear that Kelly's going to do this, Kelly's going to do that, he's like, well, damn, I don't know what to do either. I mean, it's sad. She isolated. She told Jack everything. She did. And that's not even it. Yeah, going back to Rock. And other people, oh, yeah, before I end it, I do got a couple of things I need to say to people. If anybody gave Monique money, Kelly never got it. Because I hear there was people out there, not Miserables, not family, anybody that gave Monique money. And they never got it. She never got it. So y'all need to call in and take some of that motherfucking money that is missing. What, Garcon? All she does is complain about your dog. Your dog is causing the other dog to go crazy. She can't take your dog. She didn't start up to take care of your dog. Kelly was supposed to be watching your dog, and all she did was complain about Brock's dog. But come to find out, Brock was sending her $100 every fucking week, and she was babysitting this motherfucking dog, paying her $100. Now, I don't know if it was paying her $100 or the $100 was for Kelly. I think $100 was for Kelly and take a couple of dollars to feed you. I mean, really, it don't take that much. I got a thick wall and a Yorkie. It don't take that much. At all. So Rob is giving her money for Kelly, as well as money for the dog. She said that she spent Kelly's money on the dog, but what about the money Rob gave you for the dog? And the money that Kelly was supposed to get from Rob, you never gave it to her. Gave you to pay the bill, Dan put it on her books. So where's the fucking money? Her child in California sent money over. She never got it. The people that was at the clubs and stuff, here was $20 for Kelly, $50 for Kelly, they never got it. The phone calls I'm getting now saying, Jasmine, is this story true? Did Kelly get the money I gave money to her? And all I did was laugh. Never got it. With cast investigation and all the rest of the stuff that they were going through, honey, I heard that 900 is up there. 1,100 that I knew about turned up to be like 2,500. Or something. Well, where did the money go? It didn't go to a bill, everybody. Everything was paid with Accra. She told me she wasn't driving the truck because the insurance and the plates and everything was all fucked up, and she didn't even have a license to drive the truck, so she wasn't driving the truck like that. So where did the money go? And went in her lungs because she's a fucking weed head. That's where it went. And all the little partying and stuff that she did, she was feeling fucking sad. You know what it really boils down to? She was feeling sad now because she lives with her mother. She never has her own. She's always living with someone else like a fag. Kelly's now gone, so now she's got Kelly's apartment, Kelly's truck, Kelly's kids, you know, the dogs. You know, you steal a motherfucking bag, a pocket full of a couple of $100, whatever. You was feeling motherfucking sad, wasn't you? That's what it was. You was feeling like you was motherfucking bald, and you could tell a bitch who ain't never had shit. And that's what it was. She ain't never have a motherfucking thing. So she was feeling sad to the point she ain't want Kelly to come home. How could you do that to somebody? You did not want that bitch to come home. And then you attack every fucking body, threw everybody under the bus. A mess. But I'm the devil. I'm the devil. You got mad at me because you feel like I tried to step in and take over. I never tried to step in and take over. Bitch, how could I? I'm not there. All I did was try to step in and make sure that my sister had food and fucking clothing. That's all I cared about. So take some fucking weight off of you. But you got mad because I stepped in and I was trying to take over and went telling people, Jasmine's going to put up a house. She's stupid. And she puts up a house. The Kelly's going to fucking run. And she's not going to put up her house. And doesn't know, bitch, you so stupid. You just don't know nothing. Ignorant fucking folks. Ignorant fucking people. And then you want to sit here and bitch, you know I guess I kicked you out of the motherfucking room, bitch. I don't want you affiliated with nothing that she is a part of or I'm a part of. Get the fuck out of here. I kicked your ass out. As soon as they kicked you out of her apartment, I kicked you out of everything, bitch. I don't want to see you because you disgust me. I don't want to see your messaging. I don't want to see your face. You try to isolate this woman, take her family away from me. I mean, from her. Take her friends away from her. who's a nasty, grimy bitch. And karma's going to serve you, bitch. It's going to get you. And you can call, cry to everybody and all these motherfuckers that want to say both sides of the fence. Fuck Jasmine for what she's saying. Fuck Jasmine. Just fuck it. Fuck you fucking too. Because I don't fucking care what anybody thinks. Remember that. Now, I've been talking for an hour. Fucking done talking. Welcome to the Motherfucking Recap Show. At this time, I'm going to play a message from Kelly, where Kat was talking to her. After that, I'm going to bring on callers, and we can talk about whatever you guys want to talk about, because it's Monday. I do want to know about the Bulls. I heard there was Rex to Riches this weekend and all the rest of that stuff. Yeah, I work a good show. Anyway, okay. I see some of y'all trying to get on. Call in now, because I'm clearing some of the lines right now, so y'all call in really quickly. I'm about to play Kelly's message really quickly. And then we're going to go to some callers. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
I have a question, because one of the questions that people want to know is, why weren't you in contact with your mom?
I wasn't in contact with my mother because I never knew. Kai told me I had a whole bunch of liquor on my dresser. The liquor was taken to my mother's house, so my mother could sell the liquor to go towards my bail or help me get out, because the money that I had, that Kai had, Kai told me that my mother had gave my brother a bottle of liquor. I cursed my mother out and everything, but I would have never cursed my mother out if I knew that Kai, that my mother had gave Kai $200 to get on my books. But Kai told me that someone gave me money to put on my books. And if you're talking to somebody about their mother, you want to say someone. Someone is a typical faggot or anybody that you just fuck with, someone. If your mother gives you money, you would say, oh, Kelly, your mother gave you $200 to put on your books. Kai never said that. He said someone. Well, she tried to isolate me from everybody. She tried to isolate me from my mother. She tried to isolate me from Jasmine. She tried to isolate me from Kat and everybody. Well, she tried to isolate me, telling me that Jasmine really didn't have a lawyer that was going to help me out and everything and stuff of that nature. But, you know, I know in my sister that she's not that type of person, so it's nothing that anybody can tell me about Jasmine or my other cousin, Shonda, that will ever make me go against them. So that's why I use my better judgment, and I call them myself, using my money to call them, and then I found out everything that was really going on, and that's what happened. Any other questions that you may have?
Yes, I have a lot.
Hold on. Another thing. To all you listeners that's out there listening, when you see that post that came up in the group by Kelly Hunter, it wasn't a fake profile. That was me talking to one of my kids on my page. It's not a fake profile. That's my original Kelly Mizrahi page, and all the other pages came after that. It wasn't a fake profile talking.
Okay.
Any other next question?
Yes. How many times did you speak to Kat and Laomi since Kat says that, well, I say that I've been at your house for a month. So how many times would you say that you had spoke to her prior to meeting Kat?
Since Kat and Laomi been at my house, I think I spoke to Laomi one time briefly through Kai, and I think I spoke to Kat one time briefly through Kai because y'all was both asleep. Kat was late. Kai told me that Kat was laying on the living room couch and that Kat was going to get into bed, and I said to her, well, tell her I wanted to speak to her later on, I will call, but I never got a chance to actually speak to you or speak to anybody that was supposed to be helping me or that knew that was giving me money. I never knew any of this until I spoke to these people directly after all Kai cards started unfolding.
Okay. What about you in the situation with you running off with the dyke after people would have helped belt you out?
Okay, now let me tell you something. When I first got locked up, like everybody knows, y'all was posting my mugshot all over the place. Like, I really give a fuck. Y'all was posting my mugshot all over the place. My bail was $50,000. And that whatever it is I'm going to take and just go. So when I got released from up there in Rockland County and all the girls was posting, oh, Kelly was free. No, I wasn't free. I was picked up by New York City and I was brought down here and I was incarcerated here. At that point in time when I was up there, that was my thought, my train of thought up there. But then I sat here and I reevaluated everything that was going on in my life, and if my friend would like to come on the air and, you know, and put himself out there, he can read the portion of the letter that I sent him, and he can tell you that I said I wasn't going to run. God made my bail this high or put me in this situation because this is where I need to be at this point in my life. And if I was to run, I will always be on the run for the rest of my life. So why run? And I have a lot of great talent and a lot of great things that's going to happen for me afterwards. So I decided not to do that. But on that same instant, Carol already had told my mother not to pawn her jewelry, had told Jasmine not to put up her house, told Kat not to put up her car, told this person not to put up no money, and this person not to put up no money, and this person not to put up no money, because I was going to jump bail. But you're supposed to be on my side, supposed to be helping me, and you're not doing all of this. And then my insurance lapsed on my car because Kai didn't pay the bill for my insurance. My license plate got suspended on my car because I had no insurance on my car. But Kai was supposed to pay all of these bills. Hopefully, he told me he paid my phone bill, so hopefully my cell phone bill will still be on. But in that same instant, he had the legendary mother, Ray Ray Mizrahi, driving around in my truck with no suspended license plates and suspended insurance. And Ray Ray never knew any of this until I spoke to him on the phone 2 days ago. Like, how did you do this to somebody that you say is your baby's father and somebody that you can't do, Kai? I don't just don't understand. It's just flabbergasting to me. You know, I gotta always say my closing statement. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into, girls, remember to wrap it up. The life you save will definitely be your own. And today is September 30th, 2013, and it is exactly 9:08:15 right now. This recorded is real. It's not nothing that's made up. This is the legendary one herself.
I'm getting messages from people that are telling me little conversations that they've had with Kai and stuff like that in reference to this. I do remember one time Marcus hit me up a few weeks ago and asked me what should he do. You know, he didn't know what to do as far as money went and stuff. I personally told Marcus, if you get the money, hold on to it. Don't give it to nobody. And Marcus hit me up yesterday when all this stuff was released and said, now I see why you said it. That's because I wasn't a fool. I don't trust a motherfucker. I don't trust nobody. Once I knew that the money was going to be coming in and going to Jack, and, you know, Jack was going to be working on getting her out, at that point I would have told the people that were interested and given the money to send it to Jack. Once I knew that that's actually what was taking place. But as the collection was going, don't start collecting yet. I mean, don't start donating yet, because I don't trust people. But on that note, we are going to go to some callers. Let me bring on some of our cast members. Rodney, where are you? You know, I'm a little lost tonight, and everybody, I'm going to start off with one of the regulars on Monday. We all got new little intros. Y'all know who this one is. Or guess it. See if you know who it is with the intro.
But there's some sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Hi, Miss London Bridge. How are you?
I love the intro. I'm honey. Are you cool over there?
I'm fine, Joe. I'm going to bring on your little daughter, honey, the other bridge, the other half of the bridge is, honey. Y'all know this one.
Yeah. Where the mud so mean, got them looking like, who the fuck is that? Yeah. Then I hopped up at the car, so clean, got them both like, who the fuck is that?
Got a
right.
Prince, Prince, how are we doing? Ratchet intros. I didn't know they were giving Ratchet intros.
I did not see her intro. She's just, you know, she's nobody's trade. You know, they can do it really quickly, honey. So, you know, they can have their little cute little intros. I'll get bored with them after a while. How are y'all doing?
Lovely,
oh my God.
You know, I miss the air. You know, it's going to be hot tonight. You know, you stay it off, you lit the fire, so let it burn.
I need Kitty Minaj, I need you to call in and let me know how we can reach you. I need anybody else that wants to be on the air. Let me know. So inbox me your numbers and let me know, honey, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not playing no games, though. I'm definitely not playing no games with no, yeah, I'm going to come to you in a second, and, you know, I'm going to come to you. But welcome to the fucking recap show again. We will be on 3 days a week, so make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, as well as Wednesday, and we're back. Season.
And you know, tonight I had gave me some Louis Vuittons and I sold them for $50 and I gave it to Kai with my money.
Oh no. I ain't got nothing to do with all that shit. I'm done. Your phone dropped. I'm calling you now. Don't forget this Thursday at 10. Is it Thursday? Thursday and Wednesday. When's Scandal come on? Thursday?
Thursday. The third.
Don't forget, Thursday at 10 p.m. Scandal returns. Hello, J-Rock. How are you?
Where's
Hello,
J-Rock.
Hello, J-Rock. How are you?
Ratchet intro.
Well, honey, you're not saying nothing. J-Rock! Well, I don't know where you're at.
My neck. My back.
I don't know her number actually by phone or by heart. It's programmed into my phone. Is it this one? Is that the one it starts with?
Oh, he's saying no intro for him. No.
You didn't get in touch with me as far as the intro go. I know, J Rock. Let me give you an intro show. There you go, J-Rock. Work, J-Rock, bitch. Where you at? J-Rock, where you go? I don't even see you no more.
He's talking in the room, but he's not saying nothing.
He don't run water or something. I don't know where you at, child. Miss Kitty Minaj, you're on the air.
Wait, I said you are a key with your short movie.
Huh?
I said you are a key with your short movie clip.
No, I didn't mean to be a key about the situation. I just don't like people to lie, and I didn't like the fact that Monique was trying to play me in this whole scandal.
And I got some Cheerios on top of my fridge right now, bitch, so what's up?
Yes, I definitely... I hate cereal boxes on top of the fridge. Take those down.
J-Rock, you're back on the air.
What's going on? Hey, London.
Hello, J-Rock. Who knows? Why would all this fan say R.I.P. Camila Blahnik?
Everything that Jason said about me is a fucking lie. Like, that's yeah, That is tomorrow night. We are not doing Okay. I'm just saying. I'm very hot.
Alexis, Rodney, Marcus, everybody's welcome to come on to the season premiere show. Rodney, I don't know if you're listening or whatever. This is you. You know, y'all gotta remember, I don't be knowing numbers. I'm so sorry. But this time, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make something and put it on my desk for y'all. The
icon, Father Prodigy.
What do we have? Your empty heart and my empty bottle and yellow cap. That you would like to catch, cause your latest ex made you mad. So I figured the perfect catch would be you if I made the pass. Pool full of liquor, then we die, in it. Knowing if I liquor, I might die, in it. The reincarnate as I fly. Gymnast, just to flick my tongue on you. This is the Olympics.
Bitch, you're late. Live in the moment, it's your time to own it. I see it in your face. She tell me that she never get a first letter away.
Hi, Rodney.
Hello, hello. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Rodney.
I'm good. I'm good. We're gonna fix that, Jasmine.
You don't like that part?
No.
I thought that's the first one.
No, like part of it, but I still gotta get a chorus. It wouldn't be a signature cocktail without the how many drinks part it's in the song.
Oh, I didn't know that. You know, I don't get no
drinks.
No, I told you today I was just listening. I'm working on it.
Let me find me a Ratchet intro to send you, because
I was trying to be PG-13, Jasmine, but after I heard your intro, I should have given you one that was really on my mind to play.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. I know.
What is
that? So this season, honey, we had to start it off with all this ratchetness and bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's just too much.
Oh.
Let's get to some callers really quickly, because I know you guys have been pressing the whole unwind for a while. Listening to me rant and rave. I do apologize. 980248, you're on the air. Yeah.
What?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Okay. So my question is for I have a couple of things that I want to make clear, or whatever, so that I can get a better synopsis of really what's going on or whatever. Because with the video footage that I'm looking at, and then from what I got from Kai. By the way, I'm not a fake profile. This is Dick Johnson. Or whatever. So I want to get a brief synopsis of what really is going on, or whatever the case it is. Cat Eyes, can I ask a question of you?
Yes, you can ask anything you want.
Okay, so when you normally come to New York, where do you stay?
If I come to New York, I'll either stay in a hotel or with family, or sometimes I'll call Kelly and I'll probably just come here for a night or so and I'll leave. But I haven't really hung out here in a while.
Okay, so you normally come to New York and you probably will get a hotel or whatever, what have you. Now, you've been at Kelly's house for the last past how many days?
I've been at Kelly's house off and on, I would say a month. I've been up in New York, but I haven't been here the whole time. I left 4 weeks to go to Boston. It's a Providence, which I did stay in a hotel. And if you're trying to get to the question of why wouldn't I give her my hotel money, I was not putting any money in Monique's hand after I started realizing what Monique was doing. And my exact words to Monique, I said, keep the $100 I gave you for Kelly. And if you want any more money or Kelly needs money, I'm supposed to be her daughter. She can call me and ask me, just like I have to call her to buy hormones or anything else that I have to buy from her. That's what I told Monique.
Okay, now this is where I'm getting at right here. If you had been at Kelly's house for almost 30 days, and I don't know what kind of weed they sell up there at Ambron or whatever the case it is, but if it took you and Laomi that long to put it together that this bitch was doing some fraudulent shit with this girl's money, that is ridiculous. As a child of Kelly's, I feel like it's ridiculous, and I feel like the only reason why you went ahead and felt like to put it together was the fact that you knew that the trade was coming to shut the titty bar down, so you wanted to play Wheel of Fortune and solve the puzzle because
what
you
trade,
knew that they were coming to shut it down.
What trade was going to shut the party down?
You said yourself that Kai said that her cousins were coming to put everybody out. This is when you started to put everything together.
The cousins that came here was three girls, and they came here to fight Monique. Okay, they stayed upstairs. We kept them upstairs because I said, no, don't even let it go there. Pay it. Let Kelly do
it. Why did it take, I'm trying to figure out, why does it take two cross-dressers to put together that their mother's money is being misused? That don't make sense to me.
Because Monique was
sucking dick in this lady's house and you're sucking dick in this lady's house, and you don't find it odd if she doesn't want to speak to you, Cat Eyes. You have got wait a minute because you've got the chance to rant and rage all over the internet all day long. And frankly, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I think that you should have stepped up. I think you should have stepped up and said, wait a minute, Monique, I want to speak to motherfucking Kelly because something is not motherfucking right.
Kelly left her in charge. If Kelly left her in charge of her shit,
it don't matter who the fuck was in charge, Cat Eyes. If the bitch was in jail, if my mother's in motherfucking jail and I've been at her house for 30 motherfucking days, I want to speak to this bitch. Even if she's mad at me, I want to speak to this bitch. Bitch, what the hell? What's going on? What's your situation? What do you need me to do? I've been sucking dick at your house.
Two or three conversations that Monique stayed in this apartment and had in front of fucking me and like, it was only three conversations. Every conversation that Monique had, she leaves this motherfucking house. It was just common sense after a while why the fuck she kept leaving. And I'm like, yo, let me speak to Kelly. She don't want to speak to me anymore. She's upset.
Johnson, you joined
that. One day I go downstairs because I send Monique to the motherfucking store and Monique's around the corner arguing on the phone. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck was taking you so long? And yes, I can buy as much motherfucking weed as I fucking want. It's my motherfucking money. I do what the fuck I want with it. Period. The fuck? And if that's the case, then you feel so much, so worried about her. Bitch, why the fuck you don't go bail on her fuck out, then, motherfucker? Like, what the fuck is this? Suck my motherfucking dick. I'm not none of these bum bitches out here. You got the fucking wrong one. So come on this motherfucking show correct, bitch. Angry fucking body. The fuck? Suck my motherfucking dick from the back to my ass at the same time. Don't ever fucking try to play me. I'm a motherfucking realest bitch that you could ever fucking be. And I'm here for any of these motherfuckers. Whoopi, Finesse, all of them bitches, I put them up. Roxy, Zayden, Nino, every motherfucking body. Don't ever come on this motherfucking bitch you want to tell me. I'll fucking put a bullet in your motherfucking head and go to jail for it. And I'll motherfucking set it. Hold my fucking teeth to what the fuck you want with it. But you got the wrong bitch. I'm a nigga before I'm a fucking woman and I'll kill you. Know what the fuck you're saying. And this goes for anybody who has anything to say about me. Don't fucking slander my motherfucking name. You fucking piece of shit, fucking faggot half of you behind these fucking profiles and this fake shit. I'm not one of those bitches. I said what the fuck I said, and I said it because it was the fucking truth. And who don't fucking like it, screw it up. How the fuck you want to screw it up? I don't give a fuck. Because I'm going to fucking turn me in the process. And that's why I fucking made the video about Monique. Because I'm glad that this bitch is doing this. When I gave this bitch $120 and asked her to go to the store and get a Green Dot card for $50 for my daughter's pampers so I could send it to Atlanta. This bitch went and bought a fucking Ace with the money and I said my kids is more important than the weed. You should have got my fucking Green Dot first. Came back with the weed and said, hey, I use 60 on weed. Since when I've been buying fucking Ace every fucking day, two a night. And they fucking, it was only $50. Why the fuck this one for $60? Because she fucking pocketed my motherfucking money, and that's what got me pissed. And I fucking called Jasmine and asked Jasmine, yo, did Monique read you on the answer machine? Jasmine's like, no. I said, Jasmine, are you sure Monique never called you no fat fucking bitches or nothing? Jasmine's like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, please can I hear the tape before I explain everything? The fucking tape is a fucking Kelly reading her about the fucking money. So I'm like, yo, all the time this bitch had money and I'm paying for all her shit to eat and shit here. I'm buying her fucking weed, giving her gas money. She's going in the bedroom asking Naomi for $20 and they're coming to ask me for fucking $20 so she can eat. You motherfucking right, I'm paying.
And don't forget this bitch is walking dogs too.
That was her fucking excuse. And now everybody wants to know about fucking Rock Dog. No, she wasn't taking care of the dog. No, we was all fucking cleaning the house. Bitches, there ain't a motherfucking list of food in this motherfucker. There ain't another motherfucking thing but some fucking golden pup smash or whatever the fuck you want to call them and Reese's Pieces and Apple motherfucking Jacks on top of this bag on this bitch motherfucking fridge with a fucking bag of Benefol. You fucking out of your mind? I don't fucking just eat anywhere. Anybody that motherfucking know me, I fucking treat myself like I'm a fucking royal bitch and I treat my fucking friends the same motherfucking way. All of them. The fuck out of here. Know your motherfucking facts and don't come to me with no motherfucking bullshit unless you know the motherfucking truth.
Oh, wow. All right.
Question.
All right. Enough of that. Right now we're going to go to another caller. I want everybody to calm down, please. Jason, you're back. Calm down, y'all. 347-339, you're on the air.
Hello?
347-339, you're on the air. Okay, I will hang up and you won't be able to get back on. So, good night. 315-350, you're on the air.
Just listening.
Do me a favor, caller, who's listening. Just do me a favor and press 1 for me so you can get out the whole queue. Thank you. Private caller, and I'm not playing with you. Private caller, you're on the air. My private caller, you disappeared. Private caller, say something because I think I still unmuted you. Private caller. Okay. I got you.
Well, why are you doing that? Wizzy, why are you with Kai? Know that I just was with her at Kelly's house and she was fucking reading you too. How would I know about the beef between you, Leslie, and motherfucking everything and how you envy her because you're an old-ass fucking dyke who got motherfucking kids and can't get nothing going with yourself. Yeah, she read you right in this motherfucking house and I said it, bitch. And they're not a motherfucker's going to do anything about it. She used to read motherfucking Nicole and Horace when they motherfucking used to date. That's how I know all her business. She used to read motherfucking Tiana and she envies motherfucking Monet, and that's how I know that motherfucking business. She stirred up the shit with Butterfly, motherfucking Raiden, and broke up Kelly's relationship with Raiden and hooked Raiden up with one of my friends from the House of Minaj that's not involved in the fucking ballroom team. That's how Kelly's relationship broke up. That bitch has been a phony, but I'm not that bitch that you want to back down in the corner and think you want to put me someplace. Bitch, because you do nothing for me. I take care of myself, and I used to take care of your ass, too. Period. Next caller, ask this motherfucking question because I am fucking boiling super fucking hot right now.
315-325, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to know where Kelly was at this moment.
Kelly's still in jail. She's in Manhattan in the tombs, I believe, where she got transferred back to Rikers Island. I never was sure what jail Kelly was in, but every time I asked Monique, Monique would tell me, oh, I think she's still in Manhattan. I was kind of fucking confused at what point where the fuck she was, because how the fuck are you supposed to be handling her shit and don't know this? I started even getting fucking aggravated and didn't want to hear the shit no more, but right now she's even in Manhattan or Rikers Island.
No,
she's in Manhattan.
No, Paula, bitch. She's on the other line, that dumbass.
Just trying to... I was just wondering if she needs something on her commissary or something.
Right now, Kelly doesn't want anybody to give her any more commissary because she feels like everybody is sending her commissary like she's planning on staying there. Yes, she was offered 6 years on her first case. Kelly wants to fight the case from the street. The lawyer that I spoke to said it's best for her to fight that case from the street. She will have a better chance. When you are locked up and you are incarcerated, and the system sees, this is outside of Kelly, this is for anybody, and the system sees the fact that you don't have family or relatives that bail you out quick enough or don't come to your court dates for you, it's basically like you're a fucking goner. It shows the judge that no one even cares about you to show up for you. But when your family and you're bailed out and you're able to do it from the street, it's a whole different feeling, a different ball game. Do you understand? So if she comes out and she's out on bail, she may be a possibility of her getting a 1 to 3 years or 3 to 5. Okay? No matter what Kelly does, if she gets bailed out today or tomorrow, yes, in the end, she has to go back and do time because of her charges and her case. And don't ask me her motherfucking business what her charges and shit is. Y'all look up everything on the motherfucking internet. Go look that shit up, too.
Because, you know, I was just about to ask you, what was the charge, too?
Okay, well, we're not going to go there. And to just stop, I muted you. Caller, you're back on the air. 980-248.
Okay, hello.
I'm just
baffled by the whole situation. You,
okay,
you said
we
in
know
the beginning
you're baffled,
that,
sweetie, but don't yell.
Okay, you said
is this sticky?
You said in the beginning that Kelly got a check when you first got there. Kelly
no,
got a
I
check
did not.
Twice.
I said Laomi had got her. Like, when I first got here. When I was in Atlanta, leaving from Atlanta, this was at the end of August. I was driving up here to bring my son back for school for Labor Day. I had to get up here. Probably the first couple of days that I got up here on the 28th, I stayed in Brooklyn with my family and maintaining with my son, making sure he had his uniform, so forth. I was in contact with Monique. I told Monique, I have cars on my estate here in New York. I said, but I have my Cadillac truck up here, and I don't want my to get told because I got a ticket on it before, and now they link the tickets from my Mercedes to my truck.
So I'm going to leave my truck in Queens. Can you meet me there and pick me up? I'll put gas in Kelly's car. And that's what we did, and we went back to the house. You understand?
Okay, I understand that verbatim, Cat Eyes. But my thing is, you don't take any blame whatsoever for saying Monique. I am in this woman's house. Something is not right. I want to speak to Kelly, regardless of what she said.
Y'all don't understand. It's nothing how you think it is, and it's not played out that easy, okay? If anybody knows Kai and know her personally, first of all, y'all going off of y'all relationships of knowing these people outside in a ballroom scene, and that's a fake. That's a fake person off the bat. Everybody has a ballroom attitude. People in real life, when you deal with them on a personal level, then you will know them on that level. And unless you know Monique on that level, then there was no talking to her about getting the phone from Kelly, because she always does all this stupid shit like brushing you off, like waving her hand in the air where you're like, yo, let me speak to Kelly, or yelling in the background, or she just walks out the fucking house like normally does.
I'm going to be honest. This is just me. I don't know about nobody else. This, personally, had this been my mother, my father, anybody that I care about, somebody brushing me off, if I want to speak to someone that's on a phone from jail and I haven't spoken to this person in 30 days,
Can I ask you a question? And this bitch is on the phone.
I
want you to finish your question, but I want to answer it real quick because I already know where it's going. I analyze shit, so before you even think of it and think about spitting it out your mouth, I already know what the fuck you're going to say. How are you supposed to know who's on that other line when that person picks up that phone? If the person always say, oh, no, this is not Kelly. No, this is not. Oh, this is somebody else. Or always leave. How are you supposed to know how that person is on that phone? You tell me, because if you know, bitch, then you did a motherfucking magic trick to be a motherfucking magician. Pull the fucking hat out the bag and let me know. Does this show up a fucking big screen when this bitch is calling? No, it don't. You cannot tell who somebody's on a fucking other line with, period. That's a fucking dumbass question, and if you had to go to fucking court or a judge.
You can't say that's a dumbass question, because the fact is that Kelly has many allies.
Hello, but that's not the point. The point is you're supposed to be her friend, so you're supposed to send her a letter. If you feel that you couldn't get in touch with her, you could have pulled her ass up, sent her a letter to figure out what's going on, Kelly, because something got to give, because you laying in this lady's house not allowing someone to tell you what another person is saying about you or about your friend. If you were someone's friend, fuck what Monique was telling y'all. I don't understand why y'all going through this, going through Miss Monique, because y'all all could have reached out to Kelly, y'all motherfucking self.
Okay, are you ready?
It was nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump to get down there on Kelly's motherfucking visiting days, contact Jasmine or anyone else to see. But you waited 30 fucking days before you put things together to say.
Hold on. First of all, let me explain something to you. And I don't give a fuck who likes it and who don't. At the age of 16, I watched my brother, who's 1 year older than me, go to jail, okay, for murder, for attempted murder. I'm sorry. I never but one time went to see my brother in prison. And the one time that I went up there with my father to see him, I cried, because when I left that place, my brother could not leave with me. There is not a motherfucker that could go to jail today, tomorrow, and think that I am going to get my ass up. The one time that I did do it and got turned, which was fucking whoopee. I went to Canada and went to jail, getting her out of prison. I went to go visit her. I don't go visit nobody in motherfucking prison. And that's just that, period. When you do a motherfucking crime, you better know along with that comes the motherfucking time and consequences and repercussions. So when you go to jail for what you
And that's the thing. It doesn't make a difference
right
about her doing the time.
So
if you felt
on,
so, if you
on.
Feel so passionately,
hold
no,
on,
I can't hold on.
Hold on. You have nothing.
I'm listening, because this shit is pissing me off.
I understand where you're coming from. Yes, it's pissing me off, too. So don't sit here and say, because if everybody's looking at me, I'm not even in the ballroom scene like that. I was coming up here to drop off my son. I was under the impression that Monique needed help with a little bit of shit, like the lights and everything. When I got here and the lights is on, I said, was she working me? Because the lights is on. Oh, no, I paid for it with Kraft. Okay, so what's up? What do Kelly need? How much is her bill? Oh, right now her bill is $50,000. It went from 50 to 20 to 30, everything. Okay, so what's going on with Kelly? Every day, first of all, I never knew Kelly was even arrested for three different fucking cases. What you don't understand is this, Cat Eyes.
When you have a passionate love for somebody and somebody who you call mother and respect in that way, nothing can hold you back from finding out what the fuck you need to find out in order to put things together. You have to take some of the blame.
What she's saying is she believed what Monique was saying, so she didn't have to.
For 30 motherfucking days? You can't believe what somebody said for 30 motherfucking days. I can solve a Rubik's Cube in that motherfucking law. on,
okay.
Come on now.
Okay, listen.
This is going to come it up, everybody, okay?
Yeah.
These people,
yeah.
That is my gay kids. Nino, Mizza, his son, Stoney. I used to have Whoopi as a gay daughter, Kamali, so forth and so on. Let me explain something to you. One thing about me is I never accepted a gay mother or a person allowed them to be my gay mother for no reason. I wasn't the type of person that went out and got a gay mother because they were fab in the scene or they were this bitch or raining bitch. All these people that call Kelly her gay mother, they're only with her because she's white, okay? I was Kelly gay child from 1998 when I didn't even know shit about gay boy. I was still Tyra Infinity in the Infinity's house, okay? I didn't join her house, the house of Mizza, for Kelly. I joined it in 2003 for Jack. Okay? Everybody sits here and play this motherfucking mother role and father role and don't even know what it is to be a motherfucking parent. Okay? So, no, I didn't jump up for Kelly because there is times when I did things and Kelly did not jump up for me. Okay? When Kelly comes to my motherfucking house, I give her my bedroom that me and my daughter mother sleep in. I offered that same bedroom to her and Monique last week when they were in my house. I open up my doors to anybody and treat anybody as equal as I think that you should be treated. Don't think that I'm going to break my motherfucking back when I have my body. A logical motherfucking kid that I have to take care of. A 6-year-old.
Will you get the fuck out of her motherfucking house and take your ass back to Atlanta and steal your dick?
Okay.
What do you mean? This shit sounds crazy to me. Get the fuck out of her house and go back down to Atlanta and wash your hands of it. Wash your motherfucking hands of it. Wash your hands of it.
Everybody feels so much good to motherfucking Kelly. Why the fuck are we still talking about her and she's not going the fuck out? All y'all call her y'all friends and smile up in her motherfucking face and read her behind her back. Anything that I have said to you, she knows how I am as a person, period. If you can't pick up your phone and call me and ask me yourself, bitch, why the fuck would I give it to somebody else? Are you fucking out of your mind? If I want furniture for my house, I have to call Kelly and say, I got $2,000. What can you give me with the fucking $2,000?
But you, okay, that's my, okay, and you made my point. Wait a minute, Cat Eyes, you made a valid point. You just made a valid. Wait a minute, I understand you now. Wait a minute, Cat Eyes, listen, you made a valid point. I want to point something out. You made a valid point. Wait a minute, you made a valid point. You made a valid point. Listen.
Sleeping in my house, wake that bitch up and tell that bitch to get on the motherfucking phone. She's in my house if that was the case, and Kelly really wants to speak to me. Kelly just said, wake that bitch up off my motherfucking couch and tell her to get on the phone. Those conversations was not fucking taking place here because Monique was already bundling the situation. And when she realized I wasn't giving her no more money from every time I had a fucking client, she started to fucking panic because there was no money coming to her no more. Period.
And you made a valid point. Wait a minute, Cat Eyes. You made a valid point. Listen to this. You made a valid point. Point in case right here. You wasn't giving her no more money because you knew she couldn't be trusted. So you wasn't giving her none of Kelly's money if you wanted to give Kelly something. But, bitch, you was bum enough to get a bitch some motherfucking weed, some motherfucking money to go get you some motherfucking weed. You's a bum-ass bitch. You's a bum bitch.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, is this going to be – wait a minute, Cat Eyes, wait a minute. Is this going to be beat up on Cat Eyes? Because that's what it sounds like. Because I understand where you're coming from, but she's made a valid point. It is what it is.
I'm not worried about somebody who thinks that there's somebody on this line calling me a bum bitch. First of all, my name is Lennox Rajanoff. That's who I am first, bitch. If you have any problems, you call me that bum bitch to my face whenever you see me. How about that? That sums up all of that shit. You can feel how you want to feel. You're the bum bitch because you're on here on a radio show, bitch, and you can't even say who the fuck you really are. So like I said to the last bitch, you could suck my motherfucking dick from the back. 2712 Sandalwood motherfucking Drive. Any day you like it, ring the motherfucking buzzer 373 motherfucking town, bitch, and knock on the fucking front door of the four-bedroom townhouse you see right there, bitch, and ask me then.
Okay. Calm down for a minute, sweetie.
You know, I'm
still bad. I'm going to mute your chat for a minute because I want you to calm down. Naomi, give her some water, something to calm her down. Dick, I understand what you're saying, but I also want you to listen to what Kat is saying as well. Everybody take the time to listen to everyone that is involved with this. Just like Kat just said, and I agree with her 100%, just as much as you're saying that Kat could have gotten up and said, I need to speak to Kelly, Kelly was feeling a certain way for a couple of weeks before any of this was happening. And at that point, Kelly could have taken the initiative to say to Monique, I need you to put Kat on the phone. I need you to put Naomi on the phone. I need to speak to someone else or when Kelly was speaking to me directly, she could have told me to contact Kat or contact Naomi or something. But I think a lot of it was to the fact that Monique was bamboozling everybody. You know, she would say so many things to everybody to swindle this into her direction, where people felt like everything was okay to a certain extent. So that's where this all came from. If you're getting that everything is okay and all she's doing is talking to the guys and all the rest of this, even to me, I'm like, well, damn, she's not even three-way and it calls to me no more. I was texting Monique saying, you know, did you talk to Kelly? Have you talked to her? Is she okay? So forth and so on. Oh, yeah, she's okay. She's on the phone today for a couple of hours. A couple of minutes. I just put the phone down. I was thinking, well, at least she's okay. So a lot of people just didn't know where to go with it. They just left it. And that's where that came from. But, I mean, that's even, you know, that's just how it is. I'm taking a couple of all callers. Yeah, New York people got some little salons, honey. I don't calm down. Don't get me started. 917-294, you're back. I mean, you're on the air. 917-294.
Yes. Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Hi.
You know what? This whole ordeal is absolutely ridiculous. First of all, I'm not going to say everyone because everyone doesn't know, but I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, as you know, Kelly is responsible for Kelly being in prison. Okay, that's point in case number one. Number two, all of these, I want to know how one bitch is allowed to control all the calls and all the coins. Where was her family, her blood family, in all this? Fuck ballroom kids. Fuck all that. Where was her family? And I know for a fact, because I've known Kelly for years. I know for a fact. Where was her family in all this? I mean, how is it that all her family is being said that all her family is going through this one fucking dike, and all the coins just fucking like poof disappeared? That's ridiculous. And then Leonie was up in there, Cat Eyes was up in there, whoever else was up in there, and nobody knows nothing. No, nobody went out of their way to fucking call. That's crazy. That is this is not an attack on Cat Eyes because she's only one person. There are many people that are involved in this. So please don't take it as a personal attack against Cat Eyes. I'm not saying that, but I have been following these posts on Facebook all day, all these videos and all this other stuff, and I find it ridiculous for her to even, I mean, I understand, because who the hell likes visiting someone in prison? Let's just start there. Who does? But, I mean, if there's someone that you're supposed to love, and that's supposed to be your mother, bitch, I would be up there, and it's no shade at all, none whatsoever, whether it's, you're supposed to be there. Your kids, and Cat Eyes is just one of Kelly's many children that was supposed to be there. Caesar and all of them girls, honey, all them coins that they've been stealing from the girls over the past couple of months, honey, those girls could have put something in her books, honey. Kelly should have been home. Kelly should have been home. All of those people that call themselves her cuz, her family, her sis, come on. She couldn't get a couple of thousand dollars from the girls.
I'll pick it.
For Kelly, look, Kelly surrounds herself with the wrong fucking people. Okay. I mean, Kelly surrounds herself with the wrong people. Bottom line, point in case, in this story. I mean, Kelly's no angel. Nobody is fucking perfect. But all the Kelly has been crafting for years. For years. And nobody crafts forever, honey. I mean, you know, you're going to get caught one day, and Kelly is in jail because of Kelly. I mean, I don't wish jail on anyone because it's a horrible place to be. You know, I mean, and I do hope that she gets out soon. You know, but you know, all this shit that, and all the stuff against the fake profiles and all that shit like that. Okay, great, because you know a lot of the fake profiles have been saying a lot of shit. But honey, a lot of real profiles have been fucking kicking dirt on Kelly too. So I think that's a very unfair for the fake profiles to get blasted and get, you know, girls going off on them. Honey, there's been the regular girls. You've been seeing it too, Jazz. I know you sit back and watch, girl. You've been seeing the regular people reading Kelly since she got locked up. And nothing, Kelly. Nothing. And as you know, Kelly doesn't give a fuck about that. She don't care because she's done it to people over the years herself. That's not even a point. So for people to get mad, you know, at people saying stuff about her. Or you know, or twisting and turning things on her, she's done it to people too. So you know you can't really say that.
You're right, Carla. I just want to bring something to your attention, and I have to go to someone else. But thank you for calling. You keep asking about where's Kelly's biological family, so forth and so on. Her family was there, but Monique was the one who pretty much separated them with all the back and forth things that she said. You know, if you have one person that is designated no job, no nothing, she doesn't have nothing to do. Like, her family has things that they're dealing with. They're working here, they're doing this and that. So Kelly's only able to call certain times of the day. And certain times of the day is when some of her real family is either at work or doing some of these other things. But Monique, because Kelly is calling her phone, Monique, who has no job, has nothing, was the designated operator to do all the calling. When Kelly would call Monique, then Monique would take all the messages and do all the transferring to this one, to call my mom, to call this one, to call that one, to call that one. That's how it pretty much was worked out. Like, she was the secretary, but her family was there for her. That's how the alcohol got to her mother's house. That's why this and that. But it was Monique who was the one who was initiating all the drama. So that's where that was. But her family was there, and her family is there for her now. And that's what's important. That's the way it should have been day one. I agree. And not getting this motherfucking bitch involved. 917, I mean, Kat, you're back?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. 917-524, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Okay, sweetie. Good night.
Can I say something real quick to interview with y'all? I'm sorry, y'all.
We can't hardly
really
hear you, Kat, but go ahead. Come close to the phone.
I'm sorry. I just want to say something. If say, for example, you know, all y'all are my so-called whatever, okay, and I get arrested today or tomorrow, and I call you, I leave Jasmine in charge of my shit. Now, Jeff, first of all, Monique is Kelly's cousin. So why do everybody keep saying her family when her family was already involved, okay? If you come into a situation, who am I to change that situation when I'm under the belief that your cousin is handling everything? That's not my place when Monique is supposed to be her blood cousin. And supposed to be her family. Why would I come in and change something and she called me to help her? Okay? I didn't even know Kelly was in jail. I found out that Kelly was in jail when they posted that shit on Ballroom Radio or whether something that picture of her. So that's kind of crazy that everybody keeps saying we're with her family and Monique is supposed to be her family.
What about your friends?
You gotta press one. You sure you want to come on? Because I know you don't want to be involved. Or are you the private caller? Hold on. It says private caller, but it might be you who just texted me. Private caller, you're on the air?
Yes.
Okay, that has a caller. I don't know if you want them to know who you are, but introduce yourself if you want them to. Harvey.
Hello?
You got to step away from the computer. Turn the computer down.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, you're
Hello?
On call.
Okay, my name is Shonda. I am Kelly's cousin, Kelly blood cousin. What I will say is, I'm not saying what Monique did was wrong or wasn't wrong. Kelly left Monique in charge of her money, her house, her car. We had to go through Monique to find out what was happening with Kelly until she called on herself. So for anybody to say her family wasn't there, we were there. But Monique was the link. It was like a chain, and she was the link. Now, I'm not going to get into it because I don't have a problem with no Monique personally. That issue is between her and Kelly. But I don't want people saying that her family was not there because we was.
Shonda, would you be on the phone? Can I ask you a couple of questions? How many times have you been, even when you got here that day and Monique was having this so-called conversation where she told Kelly she was keeping her motherfucking money and all that stuff, did that even take place in front of you? Because she claimed that she said that to you, that she was keeping Kelly's money and going to go spend it on herself and go shopping and put money on her books.
I didn't hear that.
Kelly's building. Thank you. Okay. When you came to this house, was there any food in Kelly's fridge?
I didn't look in the fridge.
Did she give you cash money when she came here? Because she claimed she gave the money to me and Naomi.
I was given the keys to the house and the keys to the car.
That's
her ID. That's what I was given.
She was supposed to bring you cash money and never meant you to bring the money.
I never received any money from anyone. I took my own money and put on Kelly Book. I'm sorry, what you said?
You got the ID?
No, it's at the house.
No, I'm saying, but you did get the ID, right?
Yes.
Did you get the ID from RJ too, the passport?
No, I don't have. The passport is supposed to be in the bag.
It's a joke, sweetie. Go ahead. It's just a joke. I'm trying to bring out a life man out here.
Look, I don't know. I just happened to see the link and clicked on, and I don't know what all I missed, but all I came into was people saying, where was her family? Where was her blood family? Her family was right here where they were supposed to be, right where I'm at right now.
Like I told y'all, her family was there.
As you being her family,
can
I ask you a quick question? As you being her family, do you think I handle anything wrong?
No.
Do you feel that any of this is my fault?
Anything that happened is Kelly's fault because Kelly left whoever she wanted in charge. So what happened from that point on, that's on her.
So the bottom line is, you know, everything happened so fast. The only one that was there with Kelly was Monique. And Kelly left Monique in charge. So what the fuck is everyone talking about? Where was the family? Where was Kat? And where was this? And where was that?
Exactly. That's who Kelly appointed in charge of her stuff. So the situation went the way it went. It was handled the way the person was in charge handled it. Now you got lemons. Let's make some lemonade and move the fuck on.
So, Kat, is lemonade in the fridge now? Cause we need
no, there's not.
It's some in mine.
No, it's no lemonade. It's only ginger ale, and the ginger ale I just went and got for Naomi.
Thank you, Shonda. Well, Shonda, let me keep you right here. I'm going to go to some other callers, but Shonda, you can stay right here.
I ain't answering no more questions because I don't need to get no madder than I'm already am.
Yeah, you gotta see me. I'm walking so much on Kelly's parquet floor, bitch. I burnt a fucking hole in her floor. Walking back.
215-909. You're on the air. 215-909.
All right, sweetie. Good night.
All right, we have Jason, 267-439, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody, how you doing?
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. So I've been listening to the whole debacle, and just like her cousin said, you know, Monique was the link. You know, she was a designated person, and Kelly should have known who she was leaving her affairs to, and you know, and who's in charge of her affairs. And knowing from the stories that I've heard about this Monique person, I think she made, you know, a very bad choice. And because everything I've ever heard about this Monique person, because she's from New York, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's from New York. So everything I've heard about Monique through other girls has always been negative. Even the situation when they had went down to Florida and Monique was reading her because she was saying that Kelly was getting her spooked by the trade and the trade was carrying on about her and all this other stuff. So it's just really crazy. And I think that everybody that's, you know, jumping on Cat Eyes and saying that her family wasn't there, and I think that's a little bit inappropriate because Kelly is a grown woman. You know, she made the conscious decision to leave Monique in charge of her affairs, and she knew what kind of person she was. So just like her cousin said, it's on her. Yeah. That's all I had to say.
And just for the record, Monique would still be in charge of everything if I didn't fucking decide to call Jasmine and call her cousin and ask them what really was going on, okay? Because I was getting ready to go back to Atlanta and I didn't want nothing to be stirred up because I heard Kelly's conversations where she was saying something when I walked in the car, something about I'm not feeding fucking grown people. So that's what it was like, okay, you're not feeding grown people. What she mean by that? Let me speak to her. Mm-hmm. Monique's like, oh, no, she's getting off the phone. She flushed me away, got off the phone, and I continued to drive. And that was it. Shit just irks me. It's really making me mad. Did y'all want to fuck her up when I see her? She's not even working. All
right. Enough of the bullshit. Fuck that bitch, honey.
Don't be funny.
You need to fucking go do something with her motherfucking. Don't nobody want to know. No, hell fucking no. Fuck that nasty bitch.
I just think that in life, this is a life learning situation. You better choose your friends wisely and who you leave to handle your affairs and your shit, period, okay? Because everybody's not equipped to do that. And everybody you should really trust. I don't give a fuck how many people I trust in this ballroom scene or how many people I like in this ballroom scene. Because the ballroom scene, I trusted Andre and he fucked my motherfucking lover, and I'm just being real. But I still would do shit for him, and I still would love him to the drop of a dime because everybody makes mistakes. You forgive and you forget, and you fucking move on. I'm not about to carry her burden or anybody else's burden on my motherfucking back. At the end of the day, like I said before, you could suck my dick from the back. After this, y'all, I want to go smoke me a blunt, so this shit should be over. You know where Kelly is. You know why the fuck she's there. There shouldn't be no more talk about this. You could assume and assume whatever the fuck you want. At the end of the day, the truth has been told. There should be no more conversation about this. Everybody who money they sent, she never got it because you got gassed by motherfucking Kai. Period. A.K.A. motherfucking Monique Alicia fucking Campbell. And yes, Lennox motherfucking Lawrence Rajanov, stamp certified motherfucking Kat Mizrahi, A.K.A. Kitty Minaj, P.S. Foxy Fun, stuck my dick from the back set it. Now, close this shit up. What we talking about is really going on.
Hey,
oh my God. Hey, y'all, this is Keisha. Hey, everybody.
Keisha.
First and foremost, I miss my Kelly, and I hope that things work out for her. You know, it's unfortunate that she has to go through what she's going through. What I'm perplexed is how did Kelly did not know how Monique was. Monique has always been trifling, conniving, since she was that little, ugly, little wannabe butch queen, Vogan, at the clubhouse. How could she not know Monique was that trifling?
And Monique was the only one there with her at the time, sweetie, so she had no other choice.
How could you not know that Monique was the way she was? You just can't, you mean tell me it takes for you to be locked up to know that this person was like the way she was, and none of Kelly's so-called friends or family gave her any type of, you know what, Monique is reading you, Monique is phony, Monique is X, Y, and Z. This is what bothers me about the ballroom scene.
2003, when Kelly was riding together, Kelly went to jail then.
And after Kelly left Monique in charge of her shit, this is the second time she got bamboozled. Kelly had to have me go and sell everything in the house to get Kelly out of jail in 2003 before she went away to do her 2 years. People don't know that I did that run with her. And if you still allow the same person to control your shit and keep being your friend, I speak to Kelly on real level shit. When Kelly hears me speak to her on an intelligent level or speak to her about her friends or who she chooses to have as lovers, and I say to her, Ma, why do you have this person as a lover when they're only using you for what you did? Why do you still be around this person? Kelly puts her head down or turns her head to the side and starts playing with her hair. When you, she knows you're right about something, but she just doesn't want to admit it. That is Kelly. And if you don't understand her personal relationships with people, you cannot understand why she left this person in charge of her shit. And nobody cannot be mad but herself. And that's it.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to bring something to your attention, Monique. I forgot. I don't know how I forgot this. Did you know that there was a videotape in the store when she was pulling the ass crack with the alcohol, and you were seen carrying the shit to the car? Accomplice.
Oh.
So keep it really cute, you nasty bitch. Keep it really cute. That's in her message. I wish I could edit this thing and go say it again. Load it and get a life vest. Remember that. Because, bitch, you was the number one floater, bitch. The number one floater, but you won't be winning this time, bitch. You won't be getting it this time. Enough is enough. To keep that in mind, Miss Monique.
So, Jasmine, is Monique still a Ms. Rahi, or you kicked out the house?
I'm definitely going to kick her out.
To be honest, this doesn't really have anything. Everybody is looking like this has something to do with a house. It doesn't, because if that
it
was the case,
the house.
Do with a house.
No, Kat, it doesn't, but think about it. Your family, everybody's involved now. The house is kind of involved because Kelly is a main factor in the New York chapter. So to even
correct.
Bring her around, it would like be like a conflict of interest.
Guess what? No, it wouldn't be. You know why? Because for years, Monique has been a trifling bitch. And for years, in relationships with Webby, in Nicole, in relationships with Kiana and Monet, in relationships with everybody, has been a fucking scandal. And it's nothing new. Everybody knows that she was fucking Kelly Shadow, and the only reason why she was relevant in the ballroom scene because her motherfucking Vogue is dried up just like her motherfucking pussy, bitch. It's just the fucking truth. Kelly brings her around, and that's the only reason why these people still like her or brought her back to the house of Mizrahi. We didn't really want you motherfucking back. We could have done without your ass. Period, and we could still do without you now. The only reason why they let you in charge of the fucking dark side of the family is to give you something to fucking do instead of just bugging every fucking body or looking like a black piece of leather sitting on somebody's fucking sofa. Please.
But she vogues.
She don't vogue shit. Monet, bitch, Johnny, dumb bitches vogue. Monique used to vogue when she was 100 fucking pounds lighter. Get the fuck out of here. Back then. And that's
what is she now?
1990 now.
Well, her torn up weave. Her weave used to look always fierce. And to be a cunt, her weave used to always look a mess.
Right. That's why she used to get a
mess.
Fucking cross. That same fucking white t-shirt, that fucking white shirt and black skirt she used to vogue in at every other fucking ball. Please, like, don't tell me. If you don't know your history, don't fucking talk. I'm sorry.
I live for you, Cat Eyes.
No, but why now people saying she look like a dark-skinned Benzino?
Why now they call her what?
A dark-skinned Benzino.
Y'all giving her too much life now. Maybe a dark-skinned midget Wesley Snipes. Maybe the
no, a Ninja Turtle.
But Benzino, that's too much now. Y'all went too far with that.
What's up, all right.
And
thank you,
clarify, so they're getting mixed up with the Monique. I am talking about the dyke, the butch, not Miss Pussy, okay? The dyke, the butch, the stud. First of all, Monique is no longer a butch. You have to be a butch or be considered a stud for a person that loves pussy. Bitch, she's more like a bulldagger, one of them old-ass dykes that don't get no pussy that sit around bars with big-ass motherfucking titties. That's what she is. Butches are sexy. Studs are sexy. She don't fall in that motherfucking category, so stop putting her in it. Period.
I don't see how she a butch anywhere. Whatever she likes too much dick, she likes butch queen dick. Nasty bitch.
Wait, so, was there any bulls?
Rodney, are you on the air?
What's going on?
Rags to Riches.
It was Rags to Riches. Also, it was My Father's Ball in South Carolina, mm-hmm. the Runway Showdown. That's what I attended. I wasn't able to attend Rags to Riches, but I went down to the ball in South Carolina. It was very nice. A lot of hot battles. Andre was there. Andre and I, we actually battled for the first time ever. Runway.
The Rags to Riches ball was late, child.
How was it? Was that London you went?
Yeah, it was so late.
Actually, the word I got was from what people always think was going to be bad and was thinking the worst of Marco, that he really did, you know, go out his way this time to make sure that the tables were nice. It was a free admission. But I know it was a small capacity issue. But as far as that, you know, they said everything was nice.
I hadn't seen no promotion for the Rags to Riches. I had forgot all about it. What else? Can we talk about a couple of things that you think recently? I know that we haven't been able to talk about a couple of things because the show hasn't been on. What about the OKI Award Ball and all that stuff?
Yeah,
St.
Louis Award Ball.
Okay. How was that ball?
Well, you know, with the Midwest and stuff, people are always saying it's, you know, bad and stuff. I enjoy myself. Michi and Miko and JD Prodigy, they went out their way to make sure everybody was okay. I won grand prize at that ball, so I was all right with that. That was Bush Queen Realness 4000.
Work.
So that was August definitely was there to compete as well. The Scottas. Congratulations to mispronouncing her name. Shay Layla, I think that's her name, Mother Escada of Miami, if I'm correct. I don't want nobody saying I'm wrong, whatever, so Marcus can chime in. She won Female Figure Face 4000 at the ball. And also Andre was there as well, him and Angel Prodigy. They walked legendary performance for the 500. Angel won. Berlin walked. DJ Prodigy walked. Opie walked. Skittles walked. It was a nice little array of people that came out to battle.
Word.
Oh, and La La Scotta.
Word. Really quickly, don't forget November 30th in Dallas, Texas. Who Do You Think You Are? Ball. Presented by Abounding Prosperity, the Icon Pioneer Larry Ebony, and the Gulf Coast Prince Ken Dal Estrada. Open to all realists for $1,500, the look of a celebrity. So come on now. Let's go. Let's support Texas. That's the key to the category. Open to all realness, the look and attitude of a celebrity. So don't forget that. I wanted to say something. Oh, as far as Kelly goes, and I want to get the topic really quickly. Bottom line is, for those people that do care and that do want to help, unfortunately, it's really sad the way things did go down. I do, on behalf of her, I am sorry that you guys that did help in any way and the money didn't get to her because it didn't get to her. You know, thanks anyway. Take it up with her, you know, the little bitch, and see what y'all can do about it. I don't know what she can do with that nasty hoe. But bottom line is, if you guys still are willing to help or help contribute to getting her out, please contact Jack Mizrahi. Reach him on Facebook or whatever. Contact Andre, and Andre will contact Jack or something like that. But let's all try to keep it flowing in one area. Contact Jack, because Jack is working, trying to get her out. He's working directly with the bail bondsman and things of that sort in the area in New York. So, you know, reach out to Jack, and I'm sure it'll get done correctly this time. And hopefully Kelly will learn, you know, from the mistakes that she made. And hopefully that little bitch will just crawl in a hole and die. And remember, I am the devil. And you don't want to be on my platform or anything like that because I am Satan. You know, they always say that, like, Jesus Christ. But when I was Satan, I was really, I don't want to get started with you again. I'm not going to even go there. Anyway, they want to talk about Jack reading Marcus, which was a hot topic. Marcus called in because, you know, the girls wasn't going to let that one go either. They're sending me messages about that as well. We have 21 minutes into the show, then we're going into record mode. I want to thank you for tuning in. We will be on again tomorrow and Wednesday.
And about that video, was that Tayana over there looking like a love seat?
Huh?
Yeah,
about that video, that was Tayana?
That was Tayana, yeah.
Hello.
Cat at the cage. She's like, huh?
What's going on, Cat? You calm now? You relax?
I'm calm, Ronnie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm chilling and shit. Hanging in there.
When I come down to Atlanta for Andre's ball, you cooking?
Oh, definitely will. I'll cook my ass off. Definitely.
Okay. I'm holding you to
it. And I could cook. I cook way better than Kelly. Can I get some tea on what is up with the government shutting down? What's the tea with that, Joe?
Naima, get on the air since you're in the
hospital. Naima, girl, you know you got to be here for this season. Premiere, girl, where are you? I know you're listening because you're listening. Come and give me some tea real quick, Naima. You know it can't be a day without you. 404-536, you're on the air.
Yes, Kelly. I mean, yes, Jasmine, you called. It's Marcus.
Marcus.
You call and
the
they come.
The girls want to get you.
Oh, they always at me. That's fine.
So, Marcus, are you still recovering from Jack lighting that ass up?
What did you say you want to do?
Are you still recovering from that read?
No, there was nothing to recover from.
Ooh.
So, is that what we think?
All right, call in. Marcus is there. So if you want to talk to him, call in.
I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to known people, or at least somebody who can say their name or something.
He's not a fake profile, honey. He's trying to get a spot. It's not a fake profile. It's Dick Johnson.
Oh, I've spoken to Dick Johnson. We had a very good conversation.
Where am I?
Dick Johnson is a real person. That's his name.
That's not his real name, but he is a real person.
Oh, okay.
That's his real pictures and everything. That's, I guess, his stage name. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like RJ Catastrophe.
Right. Exactly like that. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
There you go. 980-248, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, me and Marcus had to talk about this before, whatever the case it is. I mean, I really wanted some like a point of view on Jack on a couple of things that Jack said too as well on that video. I mean, he spoke so fast. Whether he meant a lot of things that he said, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Such as you come from an era that doesn't even matter. How do the young kids feel about that? You know what I'm saying? Seeing is that they support him, they fly him all over the United States, you know, they, you know, pretty much.
Yeah, well, let's put into context what actually happened, because I think some people are confused on how that whole situation transpired. To kind of give y'all like a recap, we were at...
Wait, before you go any further, before you go any, because maybe you can confirm this, and I'm not sure whatever the case is. Somebody's trying to get me a video now and it's downloading, but I can't. It's taking a while to download. Who was in the other room doing Tina while y'all was reading?
Oh my God, really?
If we were in the other group, how would we know who was in the group in the room doing whatever they were doing?
You can smell, baby. It ain't Glade. You know what the fuck it smells.
I've never done a drug a day in my life, so I wouldn't know how. You know, besides weed, I wouldn't know how anything smells.
Well, I didn't smell anything either. But barbecue and macaroni and cheese and pasta and all that other type of stuff were in the house, so.
Right. I mean, it was definitely at least 50 people over there. So I'm pretty sure if somebody was doing anything like that, it would have been.
But the video is downloading. It'll be uploaded in 1 second.
We would like to know as well.
Right. But to kind of put it in context, we did the round table with Steve, as people saw, and. After that video stopped, everyone just started kind of conversating. You know, it was just a good discussion. So a discussion ensued between Andre and myself, in which there was an exchange made of words, of a tone. And, you know, after the words were exchanged, a conversation stopped, and then that's when Jack came in. So, I mean, well, he was brought into the conversation. So... Out of anger, he might have said what he said. Now, the truth of the matter is that might have been how he always felt about me. When someone asks how can I respect when somebody doesn't care about me, I really don't think people don't realize how unimportant most of y'all are in my real life, like the Marcus Thomas life. The other side of me, that few hours a week that we kind of deal with each other, that's who y'all are. But outside of that,
it's almost like, what'd be the word? If I was walking down the street and you saw a homeless person and they asked you for $5 and you gave them $1 and they called you a bum bitch, I mean, like, that's kind of how I look at the situation.
No,
so, like...
That's why you stood there and got quiet.
I didn't really get, at that point, I have a lot of respect for Jack. So at the end of the day, one, I felt like that conversation really wasn't appropriate for the amount of people were in there. Because at first, I really was just, I mean, it was kind of like a playful thing. The things that I said to Andre, the things he might have said to me, I didn't really take as, you know, that serious. We were just having a conversation. Jack is an entertainer, so he entertained the people. I mean... He probably thinks that about majority of y'all. He just never told y'all. Y'all just social climbing and smiling in the face to not even hear it. Or y'all staying in good grace. You know, Jack and I have a business relationship. So we're not friends. I don't go to his house. He doesn't go to mine. It is what it is.
So how can you respect someone who doesn't respect you enough to, you know...
As long as they respect me when we're working together, that's all it can. We're not friends. We're not Judy's. We're not anything like that. I mean, most people probably don't respect. I mean, you have to realize that the same people that people call mother and brother and son, these are the same people that's turning these other people. So I'll be honest with you, nothing really shocks me anymore from anybody. Does that make sense?
I mean, it don't make sense to me based upon the fact that he told you that you can't even talk to him. You know, I mean, but me and you already had that conversation already or whatever. I mean, to me, it's just mind-boggling
that
you could just take it with a grain of salt and still pour your money into this man's hand.
Well, I think it was how do I say this? Everyone gets to someone have disagreements. So, like, even at the end of the day, I mean, without really going into the whole situation, I felt like he was protecting his brand, almost like I was protecting the brand that I was fighting for. So at that point, we have differing views. You know, at the end of the day, your opinion, at the end of the day, it only matters there on that floor. At that particular matter, your opinion of me, my organization, anything like that really doesn't matter because everyone has a life outside of that. And so I really wonder when did this become so serious?
Right, and I can understand you said, you know, you respect him so much, but you should have lit the bitches in the back that was laughing.
Well, what was the point? How do I say this? That I think somebody from Oklahoma actually said the same point. He wasn't really just talking about me. He was talking about my generation. He was talking about the era in which I've grown up, and, you know, he thinks that they're superior to us. If that's his opinion, I'm not going to sit here and try to change somebody's mind, especially with somebody who I admire wit. I admire charm. I admire intelligence. So at the end of the day, what's the whole point of arguing with him when Jack and I are both really two intelligent people? We could have debated all night, but at the end of the day, he wasn't going to change my opinion, and I wasn't going to change his. Now, in regards to the first conversation, I felt like that debate was won. It was over. So it was what it was. So at the end of the day, if you're looking at it, to me it's 1-1. I might have not gotten Jack, but I had no reason to get into it with him. I mean, he said I was nobody in ballroom. Okay, I respect that.
Is all of the footage uploaded? Is there any missing footage?
Well, I mean, how long did you think we were actually recording? Now, I do want to say this, because I actually spoke to RJ in Chicago this weekend, and he told me Judy Shine. He's not Icon Judy Shine. He said that he posted the message in a group, I'll just say a group, and he said that 5 people had access to it, and someone took the video. Because based on some of the other things he said, I'm going to believe him. So I want to apologize to RJ. He was mad enough to come to me and say, no, I know how it got out, but it wasn't me. And at the end of the day, I expected the video to get out. I said that throughout majority of the tape, and I kept saying the paparazzi.
I mean, at the end of the footage, he told you, Jack said post it, so of course it got out.
Well, I didn't care about whether it was posted. They were already recording us for like 2 hours ahead of that or an hour ahead of that. So, I mean, that didn't have a problem with it. That's the least of my concern. That's right, though. I find it ironic that I believe people were excited because it was me that was kind of like talked down to, and a lot of people want to do it, but they can't do it or they haven't done it. Anything somebody has to say with me, just say it. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So a lot of people was happy that it was somebody got at me finally. But at the end of the day, they don't realize none of that he said I took personal, because in his opinion, that's the truth. That's his truth. I know the conversations that me and Jack have had on the side about what I do and my contribution. The difference is I don't need those contributions. I don't do it for any type of personal fame and glory, because that's not what I'm getting from it. Believe me.
All right, Marcus,
get your ass offline. Now, London, where have you been all these weeks?
You know, I've been working, you know.
Oh, okay. So you beat that
case. One London, so did you go to Rags? Were you actually there?
Shooting movies, doing shows.
So you were at Rags, London?
Yeah, I was there.
So if you were at Rags, what fast food restaurant was right by the venue?
Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, okay. Well, London wasn't there. But...
what the hell was a Piggly Wiggly?
It's a grocery store.
312-715, you're on the air.
Yeah, has anybody got me getting Monique on the line?
That's a good issue. But this is the devil's power story. This is hell. She doesn't want to be any parts of this. That's what she made clear, that she's not coming on the devil's show. So,
I mean,
Hold on one second, too. Can I address devastating Diana? Why work with someone that doesn't respect you? Because at the end of the day, when they're working my event, they are respecting me. They're going to do it the way that I tell them to do it, when I tell them to do it, how I tell them to do it, because that's how they're getting paid. So that at that point, I wonder, do y'all really realize that all the kissing the ass that y'all do doesn't get y'all respect? That gets y'all tolerated. That don't mean y'all accepted. I've never, ever thought I was accepted. I felt like I was tolerated. That's fine. You still come. Y'all still come to my events.
Right, so that'll be the same way of saying, if you don't like Marcus, why do we pile in at thousands to North Carolina Woods Ball? Is that the same scenario?
Well, right. I mean, well, those are the people asking these questions probably don't go anywhere. They're probably YouTube spectators that wait on the clips to get posted up. So, I mean, without them, I mean.
404. Okay, I've been pressing one too many times. We're about to go into record mode, so the lines will be going off shortly, and we will still be on the air for a few minutes.
So that's when we can start the shit?
I've been up since 6:30 this morning, honey, so I'm tired, but, well, yeah, we can start the shit, I guess, honey. I don't even know what I'm saying. Yeah, call in now. We are 347-215-6820. We got 5 minutes before we go into the record mode. For everyone else that's on the line, thank you for tuning in. If you happen to get disconnected, we will see you tomorrow, where we will not be talking about this shit, because I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't even want to hear about it. What else? Bitch, I'm tired. Actually, everything is just...
Did y'all do a recap on Rags?
Marcus said a few things. I mean, Jason said a few things. I mean, Rodney said a few things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rodney. I feel like it was nice. And she did her best to make sure everybody was okay.
Yeah, shout out to Marco. Congratulations on your 11th Rags. That is definitely a feat to kind of deal with, to be able to do it. And to all the people that's like hating on them, so like I guess everybody wants to know about the shade. So somebody named because I know who he is, Gentry Andromeda, wanted to deem people at the ball statements and star statement and legendary status. Marco told them that, you know, that he was online with the Ballroom Council, and, you know, they only deem at awards balls. And so Gentry was upset. And that's kind of why Gentry has put out this whole political campaign against Marco. But just to kind of let y'all know some of the people that he wanted to deem. Is everybody familiar with Leroy Avant Garde?
Yeah, they not, but yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, he's like the, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to deem Leroy as a statement. And everybody knows Sha-Sha, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to deem Sha-Sha as legendary. A few other names.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, some other names on the list, there are names on the list that I guess he has a valid point, but their day is coming probably. They want to get it the right way. So, I mean, but those were the two names. I was just like, are you serious? Like, you really want people to, like, buy into that? So, Gentry, stop your shit. Like, Marco's ball was actually pretty nice. He had a bottle of liquor on the table. He had chasers. He had sandwiches. He had potato chips. In that modern day, that was worth $150. For ballroom standards, that's worth $150 now. You know, the ball was free. There were no shenanigans with that. You know, he had a commentator. He had music. It was actually a decent venue. And the security officer, I mean, the venue guy, which they were police, they still tried to work with the capacity, and they still allow like an extra 50 to 60 people in. So for those that didn't get in,
you know, you came 2 hours late. I don't know how you expect to get into something like that. If you'd have went to the airport, if that had been Spirit Airlines, you would have been short. Free ticket or not, you would have been short. That's my recap on Rags.
Right. Yeah, congrats, Miss M. Marco.
All right, if you guys have any questions or comments, please call in and press 1. We are about to go into record mode in about another minute and a half. For those of you that stayed on the line with us, thank you for tuning in. We will be on again tomorrow and Wednesday. If you guys have any balls coming up and have any commercial, or want to be able to promote your ball, please hit me up directly so we can get that going for you. For all you people in the official ballroom, you know what? Yeah, Marcus said we need to get it started. I'm going to get it started shortly. I got a couple of things I need to fix the official ballroom people. Shout out Laura Sears, Melinda, all the other girls.
I mean, but not like this, though.
I'm waiting for this operating stuff with, you know, screaming in my ear, the countdown. Y'all don't hear it, but I hear it. 30 seconds, 60 seconds, all this bullshit in my ear, so let her get her shit out the way. Somebody from the chat room, Jason, Torres, whatever, you're on the air.
What the hell is this?
Jason from the chat room. What are you, press 1 or something? Or Jay? I don't know. Something, Jay. Oh, you're gone. Your call dropped. And you're gone for the night.
Where is Alexis? I need to hear her mumble. And where is Naima? I need to hear her raspy voice.
She, I guess she'll be giving us her conspiracy theories tomorrow.
She will not. You would not
take
2 hours. Come on.
I don't know, honey. Really quickly, a couple of things. 917-724, you're on the air.
Yes, London.
No, you need to
call me and they will come.
Right?
Alexis has to wait for the show to go into recording. You know, she has to come at the after hours.
No, I mean, Jasmine, I was listening. I didn't have anything to do with all that. I'm just glad I didn't send my money.
Oh, so you're playing neutral girl this season.
What do you mean playing neutral girl, London? I didn't have anything to do with all that.
I know you've been getting tea over there.
Actually, London, no, I haven't. If it wasn't for Marcus telling me this little bits and pieces, I really wouldn't know what's going on.
Hold on, what you mean what Marcus was telling you?
I mean, like you said, like I didn't even, last time I talked to Kelly, she had told me that she wasn't trying to get out, and I didn't know that it was.
Well, yeah, I didn't speak to Kelly till today. Like, today was the first time I've ever spoken to Kelly. And she, you know, once we spoke, I told her, you know, I was on that. That's all it was.
Well,
so today was the first day
I
spoke
to her. The last time I told her, she said she wasn't trying to get out. She knew she had to do some time. And then the next thing,
Marcus
was like, well, her bond is
X
amount of dollars.
Right.
So then, I like I said, I don't know what be going on a lot of times unless somebody tells me what's going on.
Yeah, there was a time when Kelly was, you know, sitting there doing her time, especially when the bond was so high. And that's when she... All she did ask for was, you know, just for the money to stay on her books, to have the right type of food and clothing. You know, that's the only thing she needed. She just wanted to be as comfortable as possible. But, you know, that's when she did speak to Alexis and stuff like that because, you know, she didn't really see any hope at that time. She had all these court appearances coming up and things of that sort. So. But anyway, a couple of things I want to say really quickly to the official ballroom radio station chat. Number one, if you're going to promote a ball or anything in there, you need to hit me up. Stop fucking promoting in there. I'm going to start deleting and banning you, meaning you will not be able to get back in. Number two, no shade to anyone, especially the sensitive ones. Please stop hitting me up. It irks me so much because I am not Kelly. Do not hit me up asking me to remove a post because you're sensitive based on something that has happened. I may have done it once or done it twice, but I'm not going to continue to do it. I'm sorry. If you want to play with the door, then maybe you be prepared to get what's coming to you because that's what's going to happen. Number three, all you people keep reading the fake profiles, reading the profiles. But in all honesty, they're the ones who keep the room going. They really do. And it's not that I agree with anything that they're saying or anything like that, but they do keep the topics going and flowing. I do ask you guys, fake profiles and real profiles, to be respectful again, and you guys have kept it at a minimum when it comes to health and, you know, children and stuff like that, you know, things of that sort. You know, please don't post that up in there. I was going to be catty and say something about this bitch and her, but I'm not. But I can be a catty bitch because I'm the devil, remember. I'm the devil. You know, she was very afraid that you people were going to post her family business and everything up in there. You know, she was panicking about that too. But, you know, I would have deleted it. But I just have to, you know,
release
that as well.
So, Rod, can we start the shit now, Kelly? I mean, Desmond.
Hold on. I was like, yeah, but in a second, I'm
going to
say something else. Profile commercials, what else? Jesus Christ, I forgot. Okay, I'm sorry. It'll come back to me. Go ahead, Marcus.
Well, Rod, do you think your $200 made it to Kelly?
Say it again.
Do you think your $200, do you think that $200 you sent was the green dot that Kelly got somehow?
No, she didn't get the $200. She didn't get the
$200
from him.
You, they actually said something about there being $200 that she got specifically, like that her mother actually put on her books or something, that they finally put on there or somebody. You don't think that could have been Rodney's
$200?
Because I just got a response from Kai in the women's, the WBT group, and I said, did you make sure that you please send the money that I sent to you for Kelly? And she said, I did. Child,
I'll get down to it to find out what it was. Let me make notes right now and put it on my desk. Rocky, 200. Anybody else?
No, you know, Jasmine, we called you first.
Because James actually called me and was kind of like leery about it himself because he asked me what I did. Yeah. In my head, I was sent on, but he said, well, he was kind of leery. He didn't know her. You know, I know Monique, but he didn't know. He don't know her, so he didn't want to chance and stuff. So I don't think he did it just yet. So yeah. I know he was going to.
Ciao. I don't believe nothing that nobody fucking says, honey. I'm glad James didn't do nothing. I'm glad Marcus didn't do nothing. Rodney, I respect you for doing it, and I hope it did go in the right direction and not up somebody's fucking lung, down somebody's windpipe or whatever, honey. Nasty bitch. Anyway, go ahead, Marcus. We have one made up. Alexis, did you see Betrayal? I didn't see it last night. Alexis,
Super Judgment.
Did you see Betrayal?
No, I was busy.
That shit was horrible.
Is it horrible?
I can't follow it. And, you know, on a side note about Breaking Bad, I don't like how it ended. That was just so... That was so... Jasmine,
did you want
more?
Did you want more?
Right. It's like, are they going to make a move where they can't? Where I guess they could.
I like the way he serves the cunt. I like that part.
You know what? I have come to the realization that I'm such a big fan of Scandal and Revenge that I want everything just to live up to their standards, and if they don't, it's like, ugh.
You're not gonna like Betrayal. It just it they tried to do too much in the first episode.
And I, excuse me, I'm sorry to cut in real quick, and Jasmine, I'm sorry for bringing this back up. But Rodney, can I ask you a quick question if you're still on the line? I wanted to ask you a question about the $200 because under my knowledge, was you away at a ball anytime this week or anything like that?
Was I away at a ball this week?
This week or last week or something, because any conversation that you were supposed to have took with Monique, she was saying that you was out of town and not answering her calls about anything that you were supposed to give her because she claimed that she texted.
And yeah, I did that. Not, I sent her that like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah. She never said nothing about your $200 she gave you, that you gave, at all.
So, Kat, do you know anything about the $200 that went to Kelly?
No, because this is what I was under the impression. I was under the impression that Kelly was only allowed no more than $150 or $130 on her books. I was under the impression that she had money on her book. The reason why Kelly was flipping was because every Thursday, Monique says she spends the whole $130 on groceries, and it don't take nobody no $130 every week to eat. You just want to eat. So I was under the impression she was spending all this money on food. I thought Kelly books was paid for every week. That's why I never made no concerns, and I said if Mother didn't need me, she's going to ask me herself. And that's what I told Monique. Every time she was like, yo, I said, did you call anybody to bail Kelly out? Did y'all get to sell any of the stuff? Did Jasmine sell any of the stuff? Oh, no, Jasmine said they didn't want the stuff because of blah, 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 blah. Okay, what about the people that's supposed to contribute to get her out? What about the guy, which I was, at the time, I was saying the guy from Ballroom Throwbacks, which was Caesar. And then she was like, oh, he's not helping. He said, like, Kelly sit there. So did Jack. So even after I seen Jack, I never questioned Jack about it because he was around everybody. When I did find out everything, I called Jack and I said, Jack, did you really say that? He was like, hell no, are you crazy? Then I called Caesar. I don't have these people number. The only person number I do have out of everybody is Jack's because I'm not in the ball scene like that anymore. I don't have nobody's number, period. The only person number I had was Jack. I didn't even have Jasmine's number. I got Jasmine's number from somebody else and called Jasmine myself.
But personally, Rodney, I don't think Kelly got your 200 in all honesty because I remember her saying it's only a certain amount that she can get, and I don't remember her books ever being that high, maybe 100, I don't know, but I don't see how your 200 would have went towards I mean she had about 2500 and that was all it's all unaccounted for, so I really don't know,
When I got to Kelly's house, I said to her, who the fuck dog is this? She's like, oh, that's Rock Dog. I said, okay, when he come in for her dog, what his dog? She was like, oh, no, this nigga dropped the dog off and never came back. I said, damn, all this time? She said, yes, he came here one time and dropped off money. So that's why me and Naomi was paying for the fucking dog food. Because we didn't know she was getting money from Sharif. She told us that she didn't hear from this nigga.
All she did was complain about that dog.
Now, and he gave her $500 alone. Monique just got herself caught up because she probably thought that Kelly was not going to get a bail. And she thought she was going
to
get
it.
She thought she was going to get that money back when she got her settlement from her lawsuit in time to put it back, or that Kelly would never have found out. But Kelly started getting anxious and just wanted to get the fuck out immediately. And it don't take a brain gene. If you already accumulated about $3,000, bitch, you know it only costs two. And Kelly probably thinking, bitch, $2,000 they can't put up for me. Are you fucking serious? But nobody knew that because Monique kept on saying, I don't know how much her bill is. I don't know how much her bill is. I don't know how much this is. Like, what the fuck? Nobody don't know because y'all was not here to understand this shit, yo. But she did her shit right. But she played it with the wrong person because I shouldn't have been here for it because she went and got caught. And that would have been that. Everybody that knows me, that's been around me, I don't like liars, I don't like thieves, and I don't like cheaters. all of that shit run together. If you're a liar, if you're a thief, if you could cheat, if you could steal, you could cheat. They all run together. Believe you, whether it's in a friendship or a motherfucking relationship. And bitches like that that run in my circle, I don't fucking surround myself around them. It's a high and by, okay? I've known Monique for years, and yes, I feed her with a long handled spoon because I'm from the fucking islands, and I keep my motherfucking enemies closer than fucking close.
No, but Kat, I gotta correct you on something. The gig wasn't up when you started your investigation. The gig was up when I asked her for that money and she started panicking. That's when you started realizing what was happening.
She calls us and she comes to me in Laomi and tells me in Laomi, yo, Kat, I need let me hold $20. I give her the $20. She said, Laomi, can you get $25? She's like, yeah, what is the money for? Because Laomi was asking every time about her money, where was it going? Me, I'm not thinking of that. I'm not thinking whatever Kelly she does fucked up to Kelly. I'm not thinking on any part she's gonna do some fucked up shit to me, because people can be fucked up to one person and treat a different person, another person, a totally different way. But you don't know why people have that type of relationship with that such and such or that person. Period. And you don't ask questions about it. And I didn't. And I'm just being honest. Because I really thought that Monique was holding. I swear to God, I thought Monique was doing everything correctly. And that is my hand to the God, okay? I thought that Kelly was getting overdramatic arguing because I never knew that Monique had all of this money. I thought that Kelly just would be carrying for no fucking reason. So I'm like, first of all, you want people. I didn't know at the time that I couldn't put the car up if I didn't, if it had a lien hold on it. I didn't find that out. Everybody and Jasmine is my witness. And so I caught with Jasmine, Kelly, me, and her cousin on the phone. And the Bell's bondsman was like, no, you could bring the truck. Yes, the truck could go up. Oh, once he actually tied it, correct. It was done.
Okay, well, I have a question.
Somebody's background.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, okay. Remember the liquor that went to Kelly's mom's house, right?
Kelly, she was supposed, every day she's coming here, she's taking the liquor out. Monique is not moving the liquor until probably about like 8, 9 o'clock at night. Okay?
But this is my question. The week that it happened, right?
Uh-huh.
Somebody was interested probably in buying all of it right there on the spot. Because, I was even asked about the liquor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I don't know. But at that point, I figured they could have used the money. Why wasn't that avenue proceed, like, kind of checked into?
When I got here, it was a lot of liquor here.
You probably weren't there about it. Well,
I was here until the 7th.
The week it happened?
And the 7th, I left, and I went away to Providence. I stayed in Providence. I left here on the 7th, then I stayed the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. I came back around the 15th.
So, is it September?
Yeah, there's no liquor. That's this month, in September. All the liquor got moved while I was here. Monique was telling me that her mother was selling the liquor at a card game, $10 a shot. I said, bitch, well, $10 a shot, Kelly will be racked up by now, bitch. But when Monique was leaving, I'm giving her $10 for Kelly gas tank. Laomi's giving her $10, but she's asking us in different rooms for the money. You understand? And none of the conversations was taking place in front of us. There's only a couple of conversations. And the conversations that did take place in front of me, yes, I yelled over her. Yo, Kelly, what's going on? That was
okay,
the one.
Hold on. I want to make sure I got this right. The Prodigy Ball was when?
I had
August 23rd, 24th.
Kelly was locked up for the Prodigy Ball.
Exactly. And so that should have been there already.
Which part? Hello?
Yeah.
Which part?
The same one that went to her mother.
Say it one more time.
The same one that went to, the same liquor that Kyle took to Kelly's mother, it should have been there that week, because she basically got locked up the week of or the week before, right?
Kelly got locked up the week of the latex club.
Hold on.
Right, that's the week before Prodigy Ball.
Right.
Well, I don't know when Kelly got arrested. Let me just tell you this. Okay? I didn't find out that Kelly got arrested until a friend in Atlanta was like, isn't this your gay mother who was just down here? They have her picture in the chat room. And then I went and I gagged. I caught Monique. I said, when the fuck did Kelly get arrested? What the fuck is going on? She said, girl, you don't even want to know. I said, what? I said, explain. She was like, Kat, it was with the Crafton. I said, yo, Kelly is so stupid. Is there something she did to come down here? She was like, yeah. She said, yeah, that's how she got the $1,000. I said, oh, shit. I said, okay, well, tell Kelly I'm coming up here. I'll give her some change, and I'll chill at the apartment because I will be spending the same money just in case y'all didn't know. I already told Monique. That's why I wish she would get on this phone and just tell her truth. I already told Monique, listen, instead of me spending money for a hotel, I'll use that money to give to Kelly. But I started giving it to her in pieces, thinking that she's stacking this to give to Kelly when she needs it. But once I realized that every day Monique needs money for everything, I just was like, you know what, Monique, keep the $100, okay? And I said to her, keep the $100. If Kelly wants something, she can ask me. Because then Kelly's saying she's selling certain shit in her house, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll buy the TV and stuff. But why won't you want to sell it to me? That don't make sense. So she's like, oh, Jasmine has the prices. Okay, so can you call Jasmine and ask her what's the price that Kelly said or what she has this up for auction for, and I'll pay for it. I said, because what's the fucking problem? Oh, Kelly said that she don't think that me being her gay child, I should not be buying her things. I should just put the money up. And I said to her, if I already had plans on using money for a certain thing, or if somebody gives me money for a certain thing, then that's what my money is to go for. If I choose to use that money to go towards things, exact thing that Ray Ray said, he was about to buy a car. He would rather buy the car from Kelly because it would be helping Kelly. But I'm not going to not buy my car and fucking give you my money, just like I'm not going to not take care of my responsibilities and give you my money. You understand? And it's the difference. You're borrowing something and getting it back. Everybody knows most of the time when you give up your money for bail money, you're not getting that shit back. Because 90% of the time, you don't know who's getting shit back. And I didn't care about it. It would have had to have been money that I could throw away at that moment, and I couldn't. My daughter is due on – my new child is due on January 1st, okay, 2014. I don't have time to be playing games or fucking throwing my money away, period. And I'm just being real. And that's just how I felt. And I felt like – Kelly been through this before. She should have said, Kat, why are you there? Can you take care of this on that first phone call? Or Kelly should have told Monique to put me on the phone or wake me up if I was so-called asleep. Them conversations did not take place here at all. No conversation at all. Only reason why I know about
it is it's hard to the ball
is because
it's
she
really
meant
that.
Kat,
hold on. It's hard for y'all to really understand how this child really played the game. I mean, it's like a movie. If y'all were to really see how this girl played everybody, it's a mess.
Now,
like,
let
she
me
would
put
only speak to certain people when she went and walked the dog.
I don't know this. If her cousin, her two cousins, well, three of her cousins came here, three girls, okay? If her three cousins would have came here and Kelly's mother would have came here, do you know that we would have all bumped heads? So we would have got to speak to the mother like, you know, oh, I know. I would have got a chance to say, yeah, you're not putting stuff up because of such and such. I would have got a chance to know, but that didn't happen. Monique was trying to tell us because Monique started packing her stuff up that week before Friday hit. Because apparently she was already speaking to them and shit was not looking right in her favor. Look, like I said, she was taking these conversations outside. Mm-hmm. So Monique is telling us, she comes in the house and she says, yo, everybody going to probably have to leave. They're coming to shut this shit down on Friday or Saturday. I said, who? She said, Kelly's mother and her cousin. I said, why? I said, because Kelly said to put everybody out because I don't want to fucking jump and go do what she do, want me to do. I'm not fucking taking no fucking laundry down here. I said, what? It's still about her, you washing her clothes and taking back here. Yeah. If I don't do that for my motherfucking son, why the fuck am I going to do it for you? I said, okay, I guess I can't really understand. I understand where Monique is coming from because I'm just thinking as a normal human being, hearing her side. I still did not speak to Kelly. Finally, after she told me about her personal Jasmine and the way it played out, like, she said she just finished cursing out Jasmine. She walked in the house. Yo, I call Jasmine all types of fucking fat bitches and everything. I said, what? So me and Laomi's like, yeah, how did that happen? She was like, well, I was on the phone with Kelly. Me and Kelly was arguing. She asked me to call Jasmine, but Jasmine's answer machine picked up. And she started cursing and reading both of them at the same time. And when she read them, Jasmine's answer machine stayed on the whole time, was recording the whole shit. Apparently, a couple of minutes later, she comes upstairs. When she comes upstairs, like no more than 5 minutes, Jasmine texts the telephone, and the phone beeps. And Laomi was like, who's that? Who just beat the phone? She's like, oh, that's Jasmine now. And we're like, oh, shit, she probably heard that fucking voicemail. So Laomi was like, call her, because I want to hear what she got to say. So she's like, no, I'm not calling that fat bitch back right now, and finish playing Candy Crush. No more than 5 minutes later, Moni get up, She go outside. I'm going to walk the dog. Y'all want anything from the store? Okay, boom. She goes to the store. I give her $6. Give her $6. I tell her ass I want 2 Pastelitos, 4 Lucy's, and a motherfucking grape juice. She leaves out the door. They all think like this. How the fuck do you think you're getting that with $6 if I gave her $6 yesterday to get me 3 Pastelitos? I said, girl, that's because you don't check your change, honey. You better start washing your money. And I'm going to tell y'all something, the honest God's truth. The reason why certain things played the way they played was because I thought Laomi at first was in cahoots with her. But Laomi was getting ripped off because she was giving her debit card, and this bitch was taking extra money off her card. But Laomi didn't find that out until everything hit the fan. And she was already gone, okay? She comes back with my drink and shit and my 4 Lucy's, my Pastelitos, everything. So Laomi's like, what the fuck? I said, yeah, because Pastelitos is $1.25, so you should have had at least 4 Pastelitos instead of 3. She kept the rest of the change. I said, now she's being a petty thief. I said, Laomi, when I leave this week, you better pay attention. You need to start opening up your eyes because you're a younger girl in the younger generation, and the older generation girls are not that fucking trustworthy, some of them. I said, so you better start paying attention and being smart for yourself. She said, what do you mean by that? I said, I'm just telling you. I said, you're going to see when the shit hits the fan. She said, Kat, what the fuck do you mean by that? You already started saying it. I said, I think it's something going on with Kelly money, and Kelly could have been out, and Monique spent Kelly's money, and something scandalous is going on. That's why Monique is pinching us for money to build up whatever money is missing. I said, I think that she's going to set us up to get thrown out the house where we're going to be mad at Kelly, thinking that Kelly had us thrown out and not speak to her, and it's going to die down after everything hits the fan with Kelly, or if Kelly goes away, we'll never speak about it again. I said, but I wish I had Jasmine motherfucking number to call Jasmine right now. As soon as I said that, she said, I got Jasmine number. I said, well, give me Jasmine number. I promise I'll tell Jasmine that you gave it to me. We called Jasmine right then and there. Jasmine gets on the phone. I said, Jasmine, I need to ask you something. What is going on with Kelly? She said, what do you mean? I said, just lay it out. What's going on with Kelly? Is Kelly getting bailed out? You putting your house up? What's going on? She said, well, okay. There was never no house thing. I said, matter of fact, you know what? I don't even want to hear that. Let me ask you a question. Did Moni call you a fucking fat bitch and you called her back here speaking to her like everything was awful? She said, what? I said, did she ever call you a fucking fat bitch, a nasty bitch, you and your motherfucking sister, and read you on your answer machine? Jasmine's like, no. I recorded that conversation. It was on my answer machine, but no, that never took place. I said, how about this? Can I hear the tape? She plays the tape. I gag because it's Kelly reading Monique about where the fuck is her money. And Monique is saying, what the fuck she keeps saying? She keeps saying, oh, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen. And Monique is Kelly explaining, if you had $900, then this person gave you this. What happened with the money if you were supposed to only spend the food stamps? I put it in the house. How do you put anything in the motherfucking house? You didn't put anything here. Every day we eat out breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I buy breakfast, lunch, we switch me and Leon, and we pay for everything for Kai. When I go out, I pay for everything for Kai. And that is the honest to God truth. I have no reason to lie about shit because I don't benefit from this at all. It's actually just a whole bunch of drama. But I actually used her for a perfect example of my show, The Truth, and that was basically it, period.
So what did she do with the food stamps?
I don't know. Apparently she was spending the food stamps. This is what I think, Monique.
Yeah, she was spending the food stamps.
I think Monique was taking out. You got to understand something, because I'll give Monique $20. Laomi gives $20. Laomi says, give me $10 worth of snacks.
Okay,
I say, Monique, give me $10 worth of snacks. So now she's bringing us back $10. She's buying the snacks with Kelly's food stamps, probably, and we're keeping the fucking cash, because how the fuck Kelly say her food stamps gone, and we never even seen her buy motherfucking groceries. At least I didn't. Now, Laomi did say one time she bought like $40, $50 worth of groceries, but that was like more than a month ago. Because Kelly's fridge does not look like you can put food in there right at this moment. Period.com. Everybody knows how
fridge
is power. Everybody knows how nasty a fridge can look if you're popping off for more than a couple of hours. Okay? So, obviously, the fridge was not cleaned out. And I didn't come here to clean anybody's fridge. So, everybody could talk all this mother yin-yang shit. Let's be realistic, because half of you motherfuckers wouldn't do it. Okay? Period. And I'm just being realistic. So, I'm tired of hearing the mother shit. I'm tired of hearing all the scantic. At the end, we're all friends. Okay? I was not appointed to do anything for Kelly. I was coming here to bring my son to New York. That is it. How I'm tied up in this, I have no idea. I should, I guess, open up my biggest mouth or be an investigator like I'm normally known for. And that's what got my ass into the shit. I called Caesar myself. I called Jack myself. After I called Caesar, Caesar inbox motherfucking Monique. Okay? Asking her what's going on. I was kind of pissed because I felt he shouldn't have did that. I don't know you from a can of paint, so I don't have a reason to lie to you ever or anybody in this scene. And Rodney, everybody, Caesar, all of these people, Sanaya, all of them, Jack, everybody, I was brought up, respect your elders, period. And I respect y'all and look at all of y'all on a different level. So when I come to y'all with something, it will never be no bullshit because I'm not known for that. Only thing you may know me for is problems in my fucking relationships and shit that go on with my shows or me wilding out like that. And I only wild out when I fuck with you. You flick that switch, know that that other side of that just not going to come out, period. I show everybody the utmost respect and I expect the same, but you're not going to lie on me at all. Any way, shape, or form. I don't give a fuck who you are. I just don't lie to that.
We have a caller. 404-642.
404-642.
All right, Charles, you can stay right there.
Show right, Alexis there. Alexis.
Alexis gone.
Oh, she gone. Because she was asked for $100 too, but she never sent it. You know, she was working on it, but she showed me the message where Kyle asked her for $100 for Kelly.
Yo, let me explain something to y'all. It's mad messages on Kelly's phone right now that we never even knew about, conversations that we never even knew about. She deleted a lot of the shit out of here. Like, she deleted Rock's whole conversation out. But some phone conversations she left on her phone. And when I went through Kelly's phone, I gagged. Because the shit that she was telling people is really fucked up. Really, really fucked up. And it is so fucked up. Just fucked up. It's really grinding. And I swear on my kid's life, if Kelly ever come home and if she calls Monique any type of friend of her, then befriend her. I don't give a fuck if she forgives her this time, whatever the case may be. As God is my witness, I will never speak to Kelly ever a day in her motherfucking life. Ever. Ever. I promise you that. She won't even have to.
Yeah,
worry about
I kind of feel the same way. If Kelly goes back to this bullshit, I'm done with it because
you know what?
I've
known both of them for years, from the mother U-Haul, everything. And Monique has always been a scandal, but people used to always be scared to say shit to Monique because of fucking Ray Ray and her. And Ray Ray old attitude and all that other shit. Nobody has time for that. Monique is a grown-ass woman, and she can own up to her fucking responsibilities. And if you want to look like a man and be a man and be called a man, then own up to that as a man, okay? Period. That's it. That's the bottom line. And I don't have time for phony fucking people because we're grown. Everybody's grown. We need to set an example for the ones that's left because everybody else in the last generation, they're fucking dead or gone. Period. All the people that we grew up with, Jennifer, all of them, is gone. So I'm not going to watch or lose a friend to go to jail because of her stupid ass. Fuck out of here.
Right.
I feel about this.
That's what I was nervous about. I just felt like $5,000 wasn't a lot of money. You know, Kelly has come up with $5,000 before to get out in one night. So for them to not be able to come up with $5,000 in a month was a problem.
The problem, Marcus, was... Again, the problem was Monique was going and telling people that have been there for Kelly in the past, like Tarshawn and her, some of her kids and all the rest of
right.
her family. Monique was putting so much shit into their head, including myself, Jack, and all of us,
like,
putting so much shit into our head that everybody just kind of had to step back a little bit.
Catch this shit. So Coco calls, right? So Coco's upset. I guess she reading because she's telling her that Jasmine said that Coco said that Jasmine was saying how Monique stole Kelly's money. So now Monique stands right here at this fucking front door and tells us this. Catch how she's about to pump out the door real quick. The phone starts ringing. I'm like, who's that? She's like, oh, this is Coco. I'm like, oh, put her on speakerphone. She's trying to walk out the door. You can get Coco on a motherfucking phone right now. I said, no, put her on a speakerphone. Coco, she's like, oh, no, we're not talking about that. I guess Coco must have told her, no, put me on speakerphone, let me say something. And then that's how the whole conversation went with me and Coco. And even then, I said, I try to contact Coco now. She's not answering her phone. I guess she don't want to be involved with any of the bullshit, anything no more. And I don't blame her because everybody thought it was some fucking swindle scandal shit. And I really thought so too. I thought that they were just trying to stack up paper and they knew that Kelly wasn't coming out at all because Monique couldn't tell me shit about her case. Well, she wouldn't tell me shit about her case. Okay? Until shit started unfolding. Just Thursday is when I... Thursday or Wednesday, whenever I text the lawyer, I can tell you the exact date. That's when I found out everything, all the full charges, everything. Like, what the fuck? I was gagging. Okay? Monique knew what the fuck she was doing. She swindled everybody. She got away with it, and it was cute. It was cute for her. She definitely got away. But, well, she didn't get away with it. She got away with the coin. Okay? It wasn't a success because we didn't get put the fuck out, and I figured her ass out with that phone call bullshit of Jasmine. Okay? Because she comes back from the store with that shit and says, oh, she didn't even talk about that. Jasmine didn't even care about the fucking case. Like, y'all don't know. And you know what the staff was not going to expect that from Moni. You understand? Nobody's not going to expect that from her. But to be honest, nobody don't really know her like that. Unless you've been around her for weeks at a time to know what type of person she is. Okay? Or if she's been in your relationships or involved in your serious friendships. People that know her on a high and by, you have no idea what you're dealing with until you deal with that girl on a personal level. And I'm just being real.
All right, enough of that. I'm done talking about that now, child. So we're talking about something else. Marcus?
Tomorrow night, tune in to,
Yeah, all sound like,
Hello?
You know, I'm drooling on my nightgown.
Well, so do you know how much they need right now?
I say something, y'all, real quick. And a person just texted me a question, and this is to answer your question. I'm not going to say your name. If I knew she was like that, why didn't I put you on? I didn't put you on because every time I seem to involve myself and tell someone about a person, it always backfires in my face where that person goes back and say what I said and then they end up being against me. So that's why I didn't say that, and I let you see for yourself, okay? Period. That's how I am. I don't fucking – if Rodney, for example, if Jasmine decided to introduce me to Rodney and I need to meet Rodney through Jasmine – I now built a separate friendship with Rodney. So if Jasmine and Rodney fall out, I will not fall out because they have a fucking problem. That's not me. That's not what you call a friendship. And that is not what you call anything. That has to do with a friendship, period. Okay? That's not a real friendship. I don't get involved in that shit. Whatever happens between them will happen between them. And what I would tell them, if Rodney ever came around me and Jasmine and him wasn't speaking, I would say, Jasmine, don't speak to me about Rodney's dad. Period. That's it. You can say what you say, but don't expect me to voice my opinion. That's how I am. Everybody knows this about me that's been around me, lived with me, stayed around me for a little bit, period. That's just how I am as a person because I know how shit could get flipped around in this thing so quickly.
So how much money does she need right now?
Right now, no, she don't because Laomi put up $500. So she only needs $4,600 to get out.
So she needs $4,600.
Yeah.
Everybody in the official ballroom group, if everybody can send $10 or $20, it ain't gonna take much. They could take up a collection at Vogue nights and
Kelly has until Monday for her bill to be posted. If Kelly Bell If Kelly Bell is not posted by Monday, y'all can say, just can Kelly buy for a couple of years because she will have a new bill added because she has to make her other quarter payment.
Right. So tonight is Vogue night. Hopefully they're picking up a collection tonight to get her out. Tomorrow, A-List Tuesdays, can y'all pick up a donation? And, you know, y'all can send the green dot to Jack. Let's get this lady home. I spoke to Kelly personally today. She called me. She went out her way to call me. So, y'all, let's try to get her home. We all going to work, you know, get this out. So she can – it's definitely easier to fight it from the street.
Yeah.
y'all listen to this. You know, no shade. Do what you got to do. You know. Everybody got $10, y'all. Instead of doing that nose candy for one day, send your sister $20, $10, $20.
So are we putting the money in a PayPal account or something like that? Cause,
Well, now that I don't know. Well, when everybody came to the green dot, will they? The green dot would be cut off, huh? Jasmine, you're good at that. How do you want people to send it?
Send it, child. Get it together and send it. Money pack.
How?
Money pack. Get a money pack. Get some money packs and send them over.
Well, y'all heard that.
The only thing you can do.
Get this lady out.
And that's all she wants is to fight the case, because the lawyer that I spoke to, she said it's definitely better for her. She has to do time, but it's better for her to fight that case on the street, because it may get dropped to way less. But
right.
If nobody bails her out, she's going to go down.
Rodney, did you send a green dot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You still got the receipt?
Yeah, it was like 3-4 weeks ago.
I know, but you should always keep the receipt and the money pack. You can call Green Dot and get it turned
off.
Yeah,
you can report it.
Yeah.
Once people tell me they got it, I keep it for like another
right,
day.
Right, because you're right. You don't, just in case a bitch try you.
I was having people try like that because of fear of other things that might happen.
But it's too late. You know, bitches got them new sports bras and everything, so.
Yeah.
Just don't trust the bitch no more, honey. Oh, my God. Just don't trust her no more.
Did you see the
picture? If you see her, it's something
well, no, you're
trying to
say. Well, it was no shade. I never trusted her.
This
really can't trust ugly people, though. Oh. Anyway.
Never trust the bench you cannot see in the dark.
Never trust the bench you can't see in the dark. I can die.
All right, can we? We only got 20 minutes this bitch. I'm about to go. I'm tired, child. Where's Jason? Jason?
Hello?
What are you doing here?
Whoa.
Oh, I was talking in the room.
Jason, can you go take up the A-list collection tomorrow in Baltimore?
J-Rock?
J-Rock is Dallas Pride this weekend. You can collect the coin in Dallas.
All right, Jason got disconnected. J-Rock? J-Rock, you fall asleep.
I don't know where you are.
London Bridge, Rodney, Kat, and Marcus. And we still have half a group of people listening to the show.
I'm gonna say call it a night.
Well, thank you for tuning in, London.
Right. Thank you guys for having me. Yeah, good night. And shout out to the open booty bitch reading Rainbow Nisha who tried to come for me.
Oh no. What'd she say?
Her open booty ass. You know, tune in tomorrow. We're going to be a lovely night. You know, night-night, you guys.
Yeah, we'll continue from up there. Oh, no, she is trying to read you. Ms. Reading Rainbow, Marcus, they said that's you.
I'm not any fake profile.
Yeah, Mr. Reading Rainbow, if you have to try, you try it a little bit sooner, sweetie. Be careful.
What did she say? Can someone? I didn't know who that is.
Yeah. Send that to Jack. Jack can set that up, dude. Jack can set it up. I'm not getting involved with these type of figures and stuff. So Jack, I'm gonna keep it going in one direction. So Jack will see if you can inbox him that and something that he can post it.
Oh, yeah,
and
Prince Rick said good night. Good night. Good night. So, Kat, now that a lot of this is kind of settling down, what's going to be your next investigation?
Whatever you send me out to do, y'all. No, I'm just like, nothing.
Oh, yeah,
just...
I'm the puppet master, so I got to send you out there, right?
Huh?
I said, they say I'm the puppet master. I'm the one that said I put you up to doing all this stuff.
Nah. Actually, to be honest, y'all, I was doing stuff like this for a while, things that people don't know about.
I was the one who told her don't do it. I was like, girl, don't put no video up.
I kind of been like this for a while, doing this for a while, but I kind of don't mess with, unfortunately, like I was saying, really, because people are too judgmental and really can't look past into messages that you send them, so, and it kind of turned out to mayhem like this. But I kind of took a chance with this. And just for y'all know, I had the troopers and I had the license for that website for over 2 years. Okay, I've been doing stuff like that, so y'all don't have to talk about some Ustream or why would she do it through there or anything. This is what I've been doing. Okay, you just don't know that side of me because you never took the chance to get to know me.
Yeah, so for all the people that said I told her to do this and I put her on to do this and she's doing it for her fame and all the rest of that stuff, please get a life. The same people that are saying that somebody got trying to do this for fame, y'all just mad. A lot of y'all was all dick riding Kelly for y'all type of fame. Y'all kill me with y'all bullshit. Like, ugh. I don't get it. What?
Oh,
there was something else.
I'm lost.
I need to keep a track. I mean,
I'm going to start my bedtime. Yeah. I know y'all probably going to think I'm crazy. But I am fucking divorced. So, listen, I just put this picture up. This is my first time. You know how they make some funny pictures that they be making to everybody, and you know how they be making the pictures with fucking Monique, like running with the buddy and shit? I never made one, so... I posted it from my real profile, and this was my first one. So tell me if I did good when y'all see it.
Cat is crazy.
I'm crazy. Let me tell you something. I could be the nicest person, or I could be the most fucked up person ever. But one thing about me, I'm not going to read you about shit that people think is not true. I'm not going to read you about no shit, no drama. Or, oh, you tag it this and, oh, you want to be a woman and look like a man. Bitch, that shit don't bother me. Bitch, I'm going to read you and I'm going to hit you where it hurts. And that's going to be with the truth. Because that is a ice killer, period. That's when bitches want to fight. And that's that. And I like that. I'm not saying I'm a battle cat, but I'm just saying I keep it real. It's either you like me or you don't. And that's it. And I have more people that like me than less.
Rodney, I have a quick question for you. What is your personal opinion? I know you've been kind of, low riding about it, not really saying too much. Whichever, you've known her for years. What's your personal opinion about what happened?
The situation or Monique or who?
Yeah, Monique.
I was kind of shocked. I was kind of shocked. I've been knowing Monique for about, some years, about 15, 16 years, and she always came off as, but Captain said, they know her closer. They were, in the house with her and different stuff like that. I just know her from always at the balls and always pleasant, always, seemed genuine and everything. So I didn't have a problem sending it to her when she asked, saying that Kelly was, one of our friends to do whatever. And I said, well, yeah, I just went on somebody to hit me up about it. So I figured she was there living with Kelly and everything was, saying they was. It should be everywhere with Kelly and everything. So I figured Kelly, left her in good hands and everything would get to her. So, I didn't have any second thoughts about getting it
doing anything, so I did it.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of shocking. It was kind of shocking when I read it and was seeing everything. I was just like, wow.
What do you think about it now?
Missing. I'm about to go.
So,
anyway,
good night. Marcus, good night, Rodney. Good night, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tons of chops. Still number one in your hearts and in ours. Good night.
Good night, Rodney. Good night, chat.
Good night, Jasmine.
She's a kid. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the archive. For people who listen to the archive, thank you for tuning in. For people who send the archive to these bitches, fuck you and your mother, too. And to you, Monique, bitch, you're going to get it. Believe me, you're going to get it. One way or another, you're going to get it. And no one can protect you. No one. Remember that. Everyone have a good night. We will be back tomorrow for a Tuesday night special. So look out for the promotion. Have a good night and see you soon. Bye.